1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Welcome to The Alex Jones Show on this Monday, July 18th, 2016. Today is the day that the RNC officially begins. Of course, we've had a lot of delegates, officials, reporters for the, about the middle of last week. And we have begun over the weekend before the convention actually began. We were running the banners behind the plane, Hillary for Prison. You can see those reports on Infowars.com. You can see our news director, Rob Due, riding in one of the planes. You can also see what it looks like from the ground. They enacted a no-fly zone, but we have other ways to get the message out. If you're watching the live video feed there, there's the banner that we had flying over the weekend. Of course, Alex Jones is there, along with many of our InfoWars reporters. I'm here in the studio, but they're going to be joining us throughout the show with reports of what's happening there, as well as today is the day of the large pro-Trump rally that we've been talking about for some time. This is the one that's the America First Unity Rally that was put together by Roger Stone, Alex Jones. Many people are going to be there at that rally today. We're going to be having a live feed from that rally, as well as a feed of the speeches from Alex Jones and others. Of course, we also had Alex encountering the turd blossom multiple times, both before he took off on the flight and after he saw Karl Rove at the airport. And so we have another update of the encounter between the two of them. You know, of course, turd blossom was not my name for Karl Rove, but the name that was given to him by the man who perhaps knows him the best, George W. Bush. And we'll tell you what that name means if you haven't figured it out yet. But we're going to have a clip of that that we'll play for you. There's also some updates as to what's going on in the Republican convention. It officially begins, as I pointed out today. And, you know, we look at the conventions that are going to be held this week and next week. For the most part, it's a party with a small p. That's essentially what our political conventions have become. They've become essentially a free press conference for the two mainstream political parties. Although this year, it's going to be a bit different with all the Black Lives Matter threats, with the shootings of police, with the threats of massive riots at both conventions. And so we're anxiously waiting to see what's going to happen there. We're going to look at what the head of the police union in Cleveland has said, both about Obama's comments, never putting any responsibility on the cold-blooded murderers of the police, but always telling the police that they need to behave when they are, in fact, behaving the way the federal government wants them to behave, the way the federal government has trained them. And, of course, the federal government wants to take over control of the police. They want to equip them as if they are a military, paramilitary force. They want to militarize them, federalize them. We're going to talk a little bit about what I think should happen, and that is that they should be privatized. We've mentioned that briefly before. I think the key is that we not allow the police to get farther and farther from our control. We need local control of the police. That's why we have the chief law enforcement officer in every jurisdiction is the sheriff, and he's elected. When we look at the police departments where a lot of these problems are happening, they are following the orders, and they're only accountable to the city manager or to the mayor. In many cases where these initial problems begin, they are focused on trying to get revenue for the city government. We need to have more control at the local level. We need to have people that are going to be peace officers. Remember that obsolete term? Remember when that used to be an authentic term and it didn't reek of sarcasm when you said it? That's what we need to get back to. We did have a point in time where the police responded to the people. And actually, it's not a fantasy, as we pointed out. It's actually in practice now in many different ways. There's a lot of private policing already. And so we can learn from that and we can expand on that. And we need to make sure that the police are accountable, that they are not being turned into a military force by the federal government. That is the key. And we're going to take a look at what's going on with that, as well as the convention, some RNC politics, how they're trying to move us in different directions. And we're also going to look at some pushback in France against open borders. People realize that this is about creating a civil war. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Let's face it, most of us are totally addicted to our cell phones, but recent studies link cell phone use to major health issues, including brain cancer. Experts say parents and expecting mothers need to be extra careful. Doctors say the infant brain, even while in the womb, is especially vulnerable. So keep the phone away from your abdomen, especially toward the end of pregnancy. And for men, using a cell phone for as little as an hour a day is literally cooking your sperm, lowering sperm count levels so much that conceiving a child could be difficult. This is one of those times you want to keep it out of your pants. And for those of us who use our cell phones before bed, know that the screen light is actually disrupting your sleep rhythms. This causes insomnia and slows the metabolism. Hello, weight gain. Generally speaking, when cell phones are on, they're constantly emitting radio frequency radiation. So keep your phone in airplane mode when you can. Keep the phone at least 2 feet away from your body. Use headphones. And when you're not on your phone, keep it as far away from you as possible. Leanne McAdoo with your InfoWars Tip of the Week.
A clean, toxic-free body is the foundation of true health. Deep Cleanse by InfoWarsLife.com. A scientifically formulated blend of nanocolloidal zeolites and organic ingredients that aid the body in cleansing chemicals and toxic metals. Using our proprietary multi-step extraction technology, Deep Cleanse is our most affordable all-in-one cleanser. With concentrated organic compounds like cilantro, milk thistle, fulvic acid, orange peel, zeolites, and others, Deep Cleanse doesn't hold back. Instead of buying 5, 6, or even 7 different cleansing products, we use decades-old scientific research to put together the Rolls-Royce of all-in-one cleansing. Look, there's a reason Deep Cleanse is the only product on the market that uses our proprietary Spigyrex herbal processing technique. We use only the highest quality organic herbs backed by serious research, and we still bring it to you at the best price out there. If you wish to find Deep Cleanse and experience the all-in-one cleansing, visit InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
More than 2 years ago, InfoWars first told you about our research into what has been called the iodine conspiracy. I've told you about how scientists have known for decades that iodine deficiencies can devastate IQ and how the government knowingly started taking iodine out of the food and adding fluoride, the bad member of the halogen family, into the water. They took the good halogen out and put the deadly halogen in. And when the Fukushima crisis worsened, as it still is worsening today, I was there telling you how to prepare yourself and your family. Now, in 2016, even more information has been revealed concerning the connection between iodine and the gut, which many experts are now saying could be the biggest revelation ever concerning iodine. You can pull these studies up for yourself. This is the real deal, folks, and the truth is that iodine is essential, in my view, to any optimum health regimen. Stock up on Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight on this Monday, July 18th, 2016, the day the RNC begins in Cleveland, Ohio. And of course, we're going to have also Alex Jones and our reporters who are in Cleveland. They're going to be joining us live during the show reporting. We have the America First Unity Rally that you've been hearing about, that Roger Stone and Alex Jones have put together. That's going to be happening today. We're going to be joining that rally live as it happens. Alex Jones will be speaking there. Roger Stone, many others, will be at that event. Alex, on his way there, encountered Karl Rove, the former guru of George W. Bush. And of course, George W. Bush's name for him was Turd Blossom. You know, Turd Blossom is kind of a name for a phenomenon that you have often here in Texas with the cattle. When you have out of a pile of BS, you have a little flower come up. And that was a name given to Karl Rove by his the guy that he helped to get in, and keep in office, George W. Bush. I guess he realized that Karl Rove is pure BS. And oh, he had back and forth with Karl Rove at the airport. Karl Rove called the police on him in the Austin airport, and the police said, that's not any problem. You haven't done anything. But just watch out for him on the plane, because the federal marshals are a different kind of law enforcement breed. They, if anybody accuses you of something, they're going to take you right off of the plane. But I guess, you know, he kept saying, well, I work for Fox. And I thought, you know, do they really pay Karl Rove to work for Fox? Does he really have any credibility after repeatedly saying that Donald Trump was never going to get above 30%? I mean, that was the mantra of Karl Rove. He was saying, don't worry about him. He's got his 30% of the people that are there, but you've got all these other candidates there. And as they drop out, all that support is going to go to somebody else. And, you know, it's interesting because we've got Bill Kristol still not giving up on the never Trump idea. Even at this late date, even after they've gone through, lost at the Rules Committee last week, it isn't going to happen. They couldn't even get 28 out of 112 people to say that they wanted to try to change the rules on the floor. But these never Trump people never learn, and they just keep going and going. So I want to play for you a little bit of a clip here. I haven't seen this myself. This is up on Infowars.com. Karl Rove triggered by Alex Jones again. Here's that clip.
Okay, folks, Karl Rove is on the same flight with us to Cleveland. We're here in Dallas. I'm just going to go over and ask him a few questions. Let's go.
He's walking over to Karl Rove. There he is talking.
Nice to see you, sir.
How you doing?
Yeah. I'm having a conversation.
I was just answering your question.
No,
sir. Are you going to back Trump at all?
You're filming this for your program, and I work for Fox.
So, are you just siphoning money off Make Sure Hillary wins?
So I'm working for Fox. So thank you.
You're working for Hillary?
I'm working for Fox, so I'm not going to be appearing on the Alex Jones.
Okay. No, but seriously, so you doesn't back Trump?
Okay, and that's a little bit of the clip from yesterday. Let's roll the new clip of what happened once they got into Cleveland. That was when they had their first encounter. Here's the one when they got into Cleveland.
Carl.
Thanks.
Carl, are you history's actor for real? Here he is right here. Yeah. Guys, I never met anybody that controls history. Look right there. He said the people that were just like almost like Hillary. That's Karl Rove that controls history. He told the New York Times once, he said,
he's the guy who controls history. That's what he said he did.
And we're going to get your guns. We're going to open the borders up. Yes, ma'am. Anyways, Carl, why are you running so much?
More importantly,
why'd you call the cops on us earlier for asking questions?
Absolutely.
Hey, Carl, why'd you call the cops on us earlier for asking questions? Is he still American, Carl? Look at him right here. This is Carl.
Same time.
Oh, be nice. He totally ignores me. Earlier, he ran over the ticket guy. I'm going to leave him alone.
It is. We live in a
space.
I know.
Can I take a picture with
him? Yeah, come on.
Hi. Ask him about controlling history.
I'm Jimmy Garza's wife.
Hey, Carl.
Nice to see you.
Carl, tell us about controlling history. Or being a history's actor.
Thank you.
Can you get into that by the Screen Actors Guild?
No, not at all.
Thank you. You want us to protect you?
He'll take it.
Oh, thank you.
There you go.
Can I have a picture with you, too?
There you go, folks. Wait, this is a picture of me. There we go.
What?
How's Bandar Bush doing?
How's Bandar Bush doing?
Absolutely. Thank you. Here it's stuff.
Sure, you can. There you go. Oh, Carl. That bag's history's actor right there. Inside that bag is the entire planet. That nose hair. Right there is history's actor. There we go. He's very mad at me right now. Carl, it's good hanging out with you. I really appreciate your time today. It's how impressive. All the geriatrics you brought yesterday. Very impressive. But you're broadcasting to a crypt or a mausoleum or an internment
home. Said the same.
How are they doing?
Those guys got the Undertaker.
We're from Janesville, originally.
Oh,
we're neighbors in Florida.
Oh, fantastic.
Right. He's totally friend. Hey, Carl, why don't you call the cops on us earlier?
Really good.
I turned it off because I want to have a conversation. I want to get on the plane and get her. But did he go over and call security on us?
He did.
Did he say I love Adrian from Hidalgo County?
I love Adrian from Hidalgo County. I love this shirt, Mola Labe.
That's right.
On InfoWars.
Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
How you doing?
Now, again, you got to do the good and the bad, the Karl Rove and Alex Jones, you know.
That right here.
There we go.
Turd Blossom. I am a friend. You know that.
Don't touch me again. Do not touch me again.
I'm sure I'm in a friendly.
No, do not touch me again.
Well, sure, I want
to. You do that, you're in trouble.
Well, you're in trouble.
Don't touch me again.
Sure, yeah.
You're in trouble.
Well, there you go. It's all I'm saying.
Yeah. Don't look at him. Don't speak to him.
Turd Blossom. He doesn't like the nickname. Turd Blossom.
I was just asking him. That was kind of his button. He kind of triggered him with the social justice warrior. Hey, TB, have a good one. Take care. Here goes TB.
Now, as I'm watching that clip, I'm thinking about the fact that everybody is wringing their hands at the convention as it begins to start and saying, all these big Republican figures are boycotting the convention. Now, Karl Rove is going to be there. Isn't that nice? He's going to be there. I guess he's going to be commenting for Fox. I guess it's a paid gig, so he has to go. But I look at this, and I look at the people that are coming over to pose with Karl Rove like, he's some big celebrity or something. And I think, is it really a problem for viewership that people like Karl Rove aren't going to be speaking at the convention? Does anybody really care? I mean, people are saying, looking at the guest list, the speaker list that Donald Trump has put together here, and it's not that impressive. And it's like, well, it could be worse. They could have people like Karl Rove and Mitt Romney speaking, people that no one cares about. I don't see how it could possibly get worse than have those political apparatchiks out there. And when I look at Karl Rove, every time I look at him, especially when he turned around and said, you touch me again, you're in big trouble. We just tapped him on the shoulder. When I look at Karl Rove, especially like that, the person that comes to mind, or the picture that comes to mind, remember the movie Brazil? See if you guys can pull this up. There's a scene where the guy from Monty Python, actually directed by the guy that did all the artwork for Monty Python, Terry Gilliam, and the name is escaping me right now. One of the key characters in it is a interrogator, okay? And this is a kind of a Monty Python take on 1984. And as he does the interrogation, he puts on this big baby face mask, okay? Smiling, contorted, kind of a half-smile baby face mask. And that's what he wears as he's torturing people to get information out of them. It's called there it is right there. Doesn't that look like Karl Rove? Especially when Karl Rove turned around and said, you touch me again, you're in big trouble. Okay, that's Karl Rove right there, the baby-faced torturer. But for the most part, what Karl Rove does is he tortures logic and he tortures the truth on Fox News. There he is right there. Our commentator, Karl Rove, getting ready to go to the Republican convention right there out of the airport. Okay, now the curtain is going up on the Trump show. This is what The Hill points out. They say, Ohio does not prohibit the open carrying of firearms. The only exception made during the event will be within the convention hall itself. Weapons will be permitted inside a larger, quote-unquote, event zone. They call it an event zone. See, it's essentially what the BLM did, not Black Lives Matter, but the other bad BLM, the Bureau of Land Management, which is not at all about land management. They don't manage it. They try to take it over. Anyway, that BLM, the federal BLM, put up that free speech area. They had that little cordoned off area in the middle of the desert during the Bundy Ranch standoff. Okay, that is what they kind of call an event zone, because it's a little bit too obvious when you call it a free speech zone. It's a little bit too obvious that you're shutting down people's free speech. So what they do is they have made it something of a tradition for all the political conventions, Democrat and Republican, that people who want to exercise their First Amendment rights aren't really permitted to do that. They are allowed to do it only under heavy constraint, far removed away from the convention center, so the people that they want to voice their concerns to are not bothered by seeing those concerns. So they move them down the street, put them in cages, confine them to an area. Now, what they were allowed to do, and had to go to court in order to do it in Cleveland, was to get a much larger area. But what we saw in political conventions in the past, the last one that we had in 2012, what they would do is move them quite a ways away from the actual event itself, have a metal cage. You could go in there and you could carry your signs. They even had a little soapbox with a microphone, and you could all take turns to try to get up there and say something so far away that nobody could see you or hear you. But the fact that people are going to be able to carry firearms is something that really concerns the police union chief. Now, he spoke out before, and I've got some news. I'm going to talk about that later, about what the police chief said. He was very concerned about the fact that people are going to be carrying guns. I've got to say, we've gone to rallies where people have been carrying guns because it was a protest of Second Amendment rights being shut down. And we've gone to protests where people were not allowed to carry guns. And I can tell you, The only time that things got out of hand were when the protesters did not have firearms. And there's a reason for that. We'll talk about that when we come back. We're going to also be covering the Trump Unity Rally with Alex Jones live in Cleveland. Stay with us.
Shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? Katie offers rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. And now introducing trauma pads. Go to katiearmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to katiearmor.com. That's C-A-T-I-armor.com. Come and take it.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit realpricesilver.com for this limited-time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. realpricesilver.com.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbor community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Youngevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWars. People, on to my radio show and tell me. Youngevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Is there a secret Christian rapture coming? Are planes going to fall from the sky when folks are raptured away? We built a website called thebiblesaysthat.org. It sheds light on misguided religious doctrine and challenges modern traditions. It helps you find your own answers straight from your own Bible. What you've been taught might not actually be in the Bible. This site cuts through the religious clutter. Come join the discussion and prove it to yourself at thebiblesaysthat.org.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show on this Monday, July 18th, 2016. Today, the Republican National Convention is beginning, and of course, Alex Jones and our reporters from InfoWars are in Cleveland. Alex is going to be joining us in the next segment to report of what he's seen so far. And of course, what a lot of people in Cleveland have seen of us is the Hillary for Prison banner flying behind an airplane, and that's been going on for the last several days. You can get your Hillary for Prison t-shirt. That's what helped to pay for that banner that InfoWars is flying over Cleveland. Your Hillary for Prison t-shirt, same design you got on that banner. You can fly that around the crowds. You can pick that up at InfoWarsStore.com. Also, as a thank you to those of you who have helped to finance this operation by buying the products that we sell, getting us, paying for the expenses of us to go to the convention, to fly that banner, to do the many things that we do. We offer sales from time to time. We have a major sale on one of our major products, as DNA Force is still 25% off at InfoWarsLife.com. That's not going to last very long. We're getting close to the end of this sale. We're getting close to the end of the supplies. And, of course, that is one of our premium products. I think it's perhaps our most expensive product because it is loaded with BioPQQ compound. There's 175 clinical studies that show what that compound can do for you. It's also a very expensive ingredient. There's a lot of different ingredients in DNA Force, but that particular ingredient that it has so much of that's so rare is also very expensive. It costs about $30,000 per batch, just that one ingredient in DNA Force. So it's a premier product. We're offering it at 25% off. While supplies last, you can get that at InfoWarsLife.com. So get that. Get your Hillary for Prison t-shirt. Get into the spirit of the conventions that are going to be happening this week and next week. Of course, the Republican National Convention is going to be followed up immediately by the Democrat National Convention. InfoWars will be there for that one as well. In Philadelphia, I will be there next week, switching places with Alex. Now, as we're looking at, as the Hill says, the curtain goes up on the Trump show. They're talking about, and we have some people wringing their hands about the fact that open carry is allowed in Cleveland. Quite frankly, I think that's a good thing. Even though the chief of police, the chief of the police union, I should say, in Cleveland is concerned about that. He's actually calling for the Ohio governor, John Kasich, to ban open carry in Cleveland for the duration of the Republican convention. And I got to say that when we talk about the rule of law, that means the rule of law for everybody. That means that the governor doesn't just get to arbitrarily throw out the laws that are there. Neither do the police. Rule of law means that even the people in government, but especially the people in government, are under the law. And what we have seen from experience is that not only do you have a situation where when we look at what happened in Nice, with the truck driver going for a mile. As I was driving this last weekend with my wife, I said, you know, think about how long it takes you to drive a mile. We heard that this truck driver was going very slowly when a motorcyclist tried to pull up beside him and tried to get into the cab to stop him from running over people at a slow speed. He swerved. He knocked the motorcyclist over and ran over him. And then he sped up, they said, to about 40 miles an hour. Now, even if he was going 40 miles an hour the entire time, and he wasn't. Even if he was going 40 miles an hour, do you realize how long he was able to run people down? Just do this as a thought experiment. Just do it. Kind of clock yourself and get a feel for how long it takes to drive a mile as you're driving down the streets. If he was going 60 miles an hour, it would take him a full minute to go a mile. He went a bit over a mile. If he was going 40 miles an hour, that'd be about a minute and a third, about a minute 20 seconds that he's just mowing people down. And nobody could do anything about it. Why? Because in France, they don't own firearms. So that's one of the advantages of an armed public. If he tried that in Texas, I can guarantee you that before he was able to mow people down for 1 or 2 minutes without any interference, there would be some people who would pull out their guns and shoot him, not waiting for the police to do something about it. So that's one advantage of it. But the other advantage that people don't realize, and this is truly what the Second Amendment is about. People accuse us of saying that we're trying to overthrow the government, or this is dangerous talk to say that the Second Amendment is there to control the government. But it is there in the same way that we had nuclear weapons during the Cold War, as mutual assured defense, okay? Mutual assured destruction if a war starts. So the presence of firearms has a restraining effect. This is something Robert Heinlein, remember the famous quote from the science fiction writer, he said, an armed society is a polite society. You know where that really came from? That really came from the Civil War. There was a British colonel who came over, wrote a book, 3 months in the southern states. When he was going through the south, he said, I've never seen a society where everybody was armed and where everybody was so polite. Yeah, it has a polite effect on people when you have a lot of protesters carrying firearms peacefully. Stay with us. Alex Jones is going to be calling in and taking the next segment from Cleveland.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hillary Clinton believes that gangs are an adequate substitute for family.
Joining a gang is like having a family. It's feeling like you're part of something bigger than yourself.
Well, Hillary, sociologists have conclusively demonstrated that the formation of gangs correlates to the breakdown of the family. It's no secret that gangs are the largest contributor to crime in America. Hillary Clinton ignores the fact that the family is the foundation of civilization. Meanwhile, welfare destroys that foundation. Hillary is no doubt pandering to Democrat voters who, according to a survey by the Maxwell Poll on the political affiliation of Americans receiving government aid, shows that 81% of those in public housing and 63% of Americans receiving welfare or public assistance vote for Democrats. And you can learn more right now at Infowars.com.
Rainforce, it's completely different. Try a bottle of it. Rob Dew joins us. You worked, I guess, like 20-plus hours. Tell us what Rainforce did.
I'd been working all day. I took a couple hours off coaching basketball. I get in here at 8:30. I was kind of run down. You know, I just didn't feel like I was going to make it. And I really wanted to do a good job on the interview. I got my bottle of Rainforce right there. I popped two of them. And about 20 minutes later, it's like, bing, everything just kind of clears up.
It's got 4.5 stars. People really love it. Read about it, find out why third-party nutraceutical sites give it such high praise, because it really does have the best organic-based systems that will blow your socks off.
I haven't pulled an all-nighter like that in a while, but I probably could not have done it without Brainforce. I went home about 6:45 this morning, took 3 hours of sleep, got up, took two more Brainforce, and came in.
You will find Brainforce and other game-changing products at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139. Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. This is David Knight in Austin. We're going to be going to Alex Jones in Cleveland. He and the InfoWars crew are there covering the Republican National Convention, which begins today. Of course, one of the things that's going to happen today, there's going to be an America First rally, the Unity Rally, that is put together by Roger Stone and Alex Jones. They're going to be having that later this afternoon. We're going to be having that as part of the show. We're going to cover some of the speeches from that rally. And Alex Jones is going to be joining us in just a few minutes to talk about what they have seen. You've already seen the back and forth with Karl Rove at the airport. Joining us now is Alex Jones. Alex.
That's right, David. Glad I got the connection through to you. We just got hooked up here right above the entrance of the RNC. We can show TV viewers out there and, of course, subscriber for radio listeners. It's like an armed camp, and we had to go through a checkpoint with the Secret Service and others, obviously going through the car for bombs. So all the vehicles coming in are doing that. I guess in case some of the jihadis or somebody tries to ship a car bomb or truck bomb in here. So this is the new way of life in America, and the delegates and others are all arriving. Last Friday, of course, the Republican leadership doubled back on their promise to not try to steal the nomination from Trump. They actually tried to do it again, but most of the delegates understood they were pledged to the voters from their towns and cities, their precincts, so that did not happen. So it appears they're not going to try to block Donald J. Trump from getting the Republican nomination to hopefully become the 45th president of the United States. Now, again, I'm coming to you live from Cleveland, and we have our reporters, Leanne McAdoo and Margaret Howe, who are down at the city park, where in about an hour I'm going to be speaking. And the reason we're here is we had to have two different lawsuits with Citizens for Trump, who had to sue the city of Cleveland for trying to block even allowing us to have a demonstration. And, of course, we even paid for the police and the security $30-plus thousand in America. And even after all that was paid, the city tried to double back and stop us. That, of course, is the Democrats that run the city. I have to tell you, though, that if you don't exercise the freedom, you obviously lose it, just like the Second Amendment, the Fourth Amendment, the Tenth Amendment, you name it. But the police in this town and the general public, I have never, never, except maybe in Austin, Texas, run into more people on the street. I mean, cars are constantly stopping with listeners in them. They're locals going into restaurants. About a third of the people in a restaurant I was in this morning were listeners. We're going to upload that video. The police, a lot of them are listeners. Just a really awake group of Americana-type patriots of every race, color, and creed. So that certainly shows, you know, just kind of a radar ping of just the info war. Just this show has massive numbers of people listening in Cleveland, from you know, city workers to black cab drivers, you name it. It is amazing. So very, very positive news. And Donald Trump is riding that wave, just as we're all riding that wave of rising populism. You have to ask yourself, how is the arch criminal George Soros going to try to block that? Well, just like he funded the Arab Spring to overthrow moderate states in places like Egypt and Libya and install Wahhabist Saudi Arabian backed as a destabilization program, just like he brags he did that. He brags he helped launch the Syrian destabilization, just like he brags that he overthrew the elected government of Ukraine 2.5 years ago. With billions of dollars and billions of dollars of State Department money, this guy is just a piece of work. And he's not the only actor we've got who's involved in these activities, but this is all they can do. And then you've got Barack Obama at all these police funerals keep saying, hey, it's the police fault, basically. They need to reform. They need federalization, as if five dead cops and 10 injured cops in Dallas have anything to do with a questionable shooting in somewhere like Minnesota or Baton Rouge. But even separately, what does going to the police department in Baton Rouge, sitting out there and killing three officers and injuring six others, one of them still in critical condition, how is that justice? And then there's the statistics of 258 black men killed a year by police. Let's say half of those are unjustified, probably a lot less. And I'm not saying any of that's okay. The media, though, takes this and makes this the biggest issue in the world, just like Sheriff Clark of the county up in Milwaukee just devastated Lemon on CNN. That clip's up on Infowars.com. It said, listen, you got thousands of black people being killed a year, black men, by other black men. In fact, it's over 500 a year in Chicago alone, 2,000 plus shot by other black people, 500 plus that die. I mean, this is Iraq war level dead for U.S. troops in an average year, you know, just in Chicago. I mean, this is crazy, crazy, crazy level. And there's no discussion about it because it just shows it's violence in our cities. It's problems in our cities. It doesn't even matter if the New York Times comes out and goes, okay, a big study shows that on average, officers do not shoot black people more than they shoot white people. Is there militarization of police? Is there some of these problems? Absolutely. But escalating and shooting random cops is going to only make it worse, make them more jumpy, and make them not go into these high crime areas, no matter what color people are in them. That's why crime, for the first time in 25 years, is starting to actually go back up in many areas, because the police will not go into areas where they're going to be shot in the back. And quite frankly, I don't blame them. Who the hell would want this job out there standing on a street corner all day, knowing there's a good chance some Black Lives Matter affiliated group is going to come here to Cleveland, I think there's a good chance, and try to shoot some cops, okay? So it's just completely and totally out of control. And I personally have had the enjoyment of being threatened, and so has Paul Watson and the rest of my crew, by groups that are allowed to operate on Twitter and Facebook and you name it, calling for violence. And when they get caught calling for violence, they tell the police, oh, I'm sorry, I apologize, and nothing's done. Okay, so you have black New Black Panther groups and others on TV saying, let's go kill cops today and no one's getting in trouble. That's premeditated planning for murder. That's the organize of it. And it's because George Soros and the globalists are coming in and fomenting differences between people, exacerbating, exaggerating problems and issues to make there be basically a giant uprising or revolution in this country against local government, which is actually the enemy of the globalists because it might stand actually against the globalization or federalization we see now happening. Same thing in Europe. Same thing is being done in France. The same situation is unfolding in a big, big way. But they're using Muslims in this case as the destabilization force and then using the Islamic attacks that are happening all over Europe and the rapes and the rest of it as a way to then ban people's free speech that criticize it. So, again, I'm here on the ground in Cleveland coming up at about, oh, I guess that'll be about 12:30 Central Time, 1:30, but these things usually go late, 1:30 Eastern Time. I'll be speaking at this rally, despite the threats and all the rest of it, because if we give in to these threats and give up our First Amendment, we're going to give it all up. The BLM, the MoveOn.orgs, the George Soroses of the world, they've said they want to silence InfoWars. They say they want to silence GrudgeReport.com. They say they want to silence outlets and media organizations that are Americana, pro-Second Amendment, pro-First Amendment, pro-veteran, just pro low taxes, just everything that made this country great. That's all we're trying to do is get the foot of the globalist, the boot of the globalist off of our necks. And we understand we've been conquered by multinational corporations. We understand it's a new form of colonialism. And so all they're doing is hyping this whole thing up to create basically a civil war. And I've been using that term for years, saying that Soros' plan. Now that's in mainstream U.S. news, calling this a civil war. That is exactly what is beginning to unfold in this country. And we can't let them get away with this. And I'll tell you, here is the absolutely fabulous news that folks should be made aware of. All the polls, all the numbers, all the metrics show this indiscriminate shooting of people, this indiscriminate killing of innocent police officers, this absolutely, you know, demonizing returning veterans, gun owners, Christians, conservatives, and these FBI reports written up by the Democratic Party and the Southern Poverty Law Center. This is only beginning to backfire on them, and the poll numbers show Donald Trump is rising. So people ask, why are they still activating these groups? Why won't Obama decry these groups? Why is he legitimizing it every time cops get killed, saying, well, you need to reform the cops? And Hillary says, hey, white people need to listen up. They're doing that to push it even bigger because they want to make it so big, so out of control, so bad that even though it wakes a lot of people up, it breaks local government's will, it breaks the military's will, it breaks Congress's will, the patriots that are there, and we just capitulate because there's burning cities and war in the streets and hundreds of being killed a day. It could easily come to that, and that's what the French government's saying. That's what the conservatives in government are saying. They're saying Hollande and others are trying to push a civil war. They're trying to poke and push and push and push until there's an uprising and they're arresting people in France, Sweden, and Germany that just criticize open borders. That is outrageous. These are authoritarians. They're making their move. They think we're stupid, but we're not being caught flat-footed. We know their exact plan. We know their disinformation operation. And I'm here to tell them, you've really screwed the pooch because now you have taking the police, the military, local government, and people in the federal government who are patriots and made them face just how diabolical you are, that this is a foreign multinational takeover, and you're not going to be able to put the genie back in the bottle. This is the beginning of the end for the globalist. And as we look out for TV viewers, give folks a shot, as I cover some headlines here, there is the RNC entrance. We are right across the street from the, what's the name of this place, dude?
The Quicken Loans thing.
I'm teleprompter free. I can't remember some of the stuff. Let's go over some of the headlines at Infowars.com. Crowds boo French Prime Minister. He's even worse than the president at Nice Memorial. Demand his resignation. He has come out and said fascism and nationalists are our problem, and those that criticize Islam. They are testing to be basically demis. That's what they call it in the Islamic system, like Bracken was talking about last week. here on the show. They're testing to show you can rape us and we'll cover it up. You can kill us and we'll cover it up. It's why that top German minister got raped herself. 50-something-year-old woman, but attractive by five Muslims. And she said, I covered it up because I'm politically correct and I'm proud of it. She got caught by the police covering it up in Germany. She said, no, German men, blonde men raped me. I mean, this is crazy. So that's what this is about, because they want to show we're here to be captured. We want your Saudi Arabian money. Give it to us. And then they just retire to Switzerland or Luxembourg or somewhere else. They're there saying, see, we're good minions. We let you run over us with trucks. We let you bomb us and shoot us. We let you rape our ministers. You are God. That's what this is about. Crowd boos French PM at Nice Memorial. Demand his resignation. I mean, I kept wondering how Hollande and this other idiot could actually go to these funerals when they're the ones that opened the borders up and brought these folks in. It is absolutely, completely over the top. Now, again, that's what the program of putting radicals in these countries is about, is to make sure this destabilization accelerates. This is the deal Saudi Arabia gets for everything else it's been involved in. Meanwhile, we have the Baton Rouge killer shared photo on Twitter of cop being shot before he came and did it. And this is what we've always pointed out, is that we've got folks calling for killing people and that nothing's being done. Well, then that's really the fault of local grand juries and others, because I'm all for free speech 110%. But if I got up here on air with an audience, or I went to a Facebook channel and I said, we ought to go kill cops, then, I mean, I'm calling for organized crime. And if people call for killing me, okay, or who, whatever your free speech venue is, if people call for violence against you because you have a particular political view, that's the final phase of a takeover. So again, we're not giving into this intimidation. We're standing up against it. But if local grand juries don't start indicting all these people that are calling for this, it's not going to put a damper on more idiots who think they're really fighting some great jihad or think they're really fighting against the man to go out and kill more cops. And this is going to bring a civil emergency in. This is going to bring what they call basically martial law in. It'll be called a civil emergency. They've done that now in Europe. So I'm basically ranting about this because we saw, and I shot a video breaking this down, that the world has never been closer to world war. That's what mainline analysts are saying. We've got coups and counter coups in Turkey. Erdogan probably staging it against himself because his own plane was targeted and they didn't blow it up and people thought it was staged as an excuse for a crackdown. I mean, I guess if Emperor Palpatine did it in episode 3 of Star Wars, I guess it can happen in real life. But no, I mean, actually the Taiwan president got caught doing a fake coup on himself once as well. So we're not sure if this is fake yet. We've got the world economic system teetering on the verge of collapse. All these derivatives, bigger than 2007, 2008 coming due. We've got governments flooding their sovereign nations with unskilled, diseased populations. What is going on? What is the larger goal? We've never seen bigger destabilization programs in the West. The only countries I know of in the West that aren't part of a destabilization program are Japan and Australia. They actually have policies in place that are not allowing them to be destabilized. I mean, there's some things going on in Australia, but it's only Australia and it's only Japan. And of course, New Zealand to a certain extent. And notice more and more of the globalists have been moving to New Zealand and to Australia. We told you about that years ago. Now it's mainstream news. They're leaving Europe. They're leaving Israel. They're leaving the United States. They're even leaving London, saying it's not going to be safe in the future, way before all of this happened, way before all of this began to unfold. So David Knight is going to be co-hosting throughout the 4 hours today. And we got Paul Watson coming up in the coming days. I'm going to be hosting most of the shows throughout the week. But David is going to be there with me. Obviously to bring in breaking news, bring in breaking analysis. Leanne McAdoo got a very powerful interview with former political prisoner, Dinesh D'Souza, whose documentary 2016, America 2016, was the second highest seen, documentary in world history. He was then shut up and put in prison for 9 months. Is a political prisoner. He now has a film out that I haven't seen, but people say is like five times more hardcore. See, they radicalized him. Former Reagan speechwriter. He's headed up federal departments, folks. No criminal record. And he, like, gave some campaign contributions, and they put him in jail. Now he's made this hardcore film. I couldn't go to the premiere last night because I got in too late. But Leanne was there. She's got the interview. We've got kind of a bottleneck with only one editor here who's doing a great job to upload all these big interviews we've got, all the breaking news and analysis. Now, speaking of Karl Rove, I almost felt silly making a big deal out of it, but I'm sitting there with my crew, and they're like, hey, there he is in Austin flying out. Could go confront him. I'm like, nah, I'm going to leave him alone. And then, because he's old news. He's defeated. We're going to skip this network break. And then I get on the plane. He's there snickering and giggling and doing everything. So we get off at Dallas to change planes and come to Cleveland. Sure enough, he's there. And so I go over to him and I politely ask him some questions. And people have seen that video. It's gone viral. It's not really that big a deal. He just says, I'm on talking to you, and gets mad. And I bring up the fact that, you know, he basically vacations with the Clintons reportedly, and the Bushes love him, and that he takes the money that Republicans would use to win. And it goes nowhere. As Donald Trump said, you might as well throw it in the trash, to quote Trump in his tweets. This time he hadn't been successful going and getting all the Republican money, and then it just goes into some type of weird black hole. I mean, that's what people said, that it just isn't effectively used. But this is a guy who's known for just all sorts of really nasty stuff. And so he calls the police on me. The security comes. They say, no, if you ask him questions, that's fine. Just don't talk to him on the plane. So I go, okay, fine. And so, and this is just emblematic of this country and how bad the Republicans are, or the old line ones. We don't just have the Democrats on one side. We have the Republicans to deal with as well, always trying to take things over. But they've been defeated trying to block Trump so far. They've been defeated trying to gobble up and divert all the money into their super PACs. They've been defeated on many fronts. Karl Rove helped push the assault weapons ban again. I mean, I personally am sick of him. But then last night, we get off the plane. He's coming off the concourse. And I say, tell me about how you're his history's actor. He told the New York Times and Washington Post, I control the future. No, the truth doesn't matter. We'll tell you whatever we want. You'll report it. The public will believe it. A very arrogant person. So I want to know from the guy that says my reality doesn't count, and that he's the only empowered person in the world, that I don't count. And so I went and I talked to him very politely. He ignored me. And then I tapped him on the shoulder very nicely. I said, I'm a friend, Turd Blossom, because that's George W. Bush's nickname for him. And he got real mad about that. And the point is that I confronted him nicely the way I'm going to give my speech today for those that sat there and thought that they're threats. And I'm not going to get into the threats because I really don't care. But the point is, I was thinking a month ago about not actually coming to Cleveland, because I'm so busy with family stuff and doing other things. I was going to just send crew. But I'm tempted to even go to the DNC now because of threats. You know, I'm not going to sit here and give up my life and my free speech because a bunch of scum are trying to create a climate of fear in this country. And that's where they've miscalculated. People always think when I cover scary issues, they think that I'm doing that to scare people. No, I'm doing that to warn people, to motivate them, because from my perspective, if bad stuff's going on, I want to know about it. I want to be prepared for it. If my neighbor sees somebody breaking into my house and I'm in bed, I want them to call me. They're not fear-mongering. If they call and say, hey, somebody's in your garage, thank you, or if my house is on fire, or if a flood's coming, hey, or if it's going to freeze, hey, you're going to turn your faucets on. That's what good neighbors do, okay? And so that's why we're here. But it shows from their cowardly perspective, these globalists, they think killing 50-something cops in the last year or so, that's what's happened. They're shooting them all over. Most of the time they cover it up when a guy screams Allah Akbar in Philadelphia and shoots him in the head or yells that in, you know, California. I mean, it's happening like every 4 or 5 days. Now you're seeing, you know, 5 dead here, 3 dead here, 2 dead here. So they can't cover it up. Just like all the newspapers, New York Times and everybody was saying, a madman with a truck kills people. They're still saying that. I was looking at all these delegates and folks still reading newspapers on the flight. You know, all these old delegates that were big Karl Rove fans. Oh, yeah, I forgot to finish the Karl Rove story. So we get on. This is why I really confronted him, though. We get on the plane from Dallas to Cleveland after I just talked to him nicely, and he walks by and talks to some of these delegates, because I heard him talking to them. They said they were delegates in front of me. And he goes, he's drunk. We ought to report him. He's a troublemaker. And I'm just sitting there. Haven't even had a drink. I did a few minutes later. And, I mean, well, why not? Karl Rove's already claiming I am. And I'm sitting there, and he goes, yeah, we ought to report him. He's a troublemaker. Actually trying to get these old folks, it looked like, to say something. And they were getting up, going to the bathroom in the flat and looking at me, and the woman and the man. I was just like, oh, my gosh. And so then Rove comes off, and I go to the baggage area and bring up those points about how he tell me how you control reality. Tell me how I don't count. Here's the truth. Karl Rove is a shadow of his former self. Karl Rove is done, in my view, being able, and the rest of the old neocons and rhino Republicans and all of you people, you're done. You're done. And the future is DrudgeReport.com. The future is Infowars.com. The future is places like Breitbart.com and DailyCaller.com. And look, here's the deal. Infowars isn't perfect. I know none of us are. I make mistakes all the time, and not on purpose. Breitbart isn't perfect. You know, nobody's perfect. Drudge is pretty close because it's just all those great links. But So there's not a lot of mistakes he could make. He's kind of just linking to things he thinks is interesting. But the point is that we don't want to destroy America. We're not out to get the country. We want prosperity. We want freedom. We want people to come together. We're not the divisive ones pushing race. We're not the ones, you know, pushing all this garbage. And clearly, George Soros and other arch criminals are the people that think they can manipulate us like a, you know, bull with a red cape and the matador. And, look, I admire bulls for their strength, but not for their intelligence. We're smarter than a bull. And quite frankly, I've had more black people, on the streets of Cleveland come up and say they're listeners and they're awake than I've even had probably white people. So that's the truth, is that so many African Americans in this country are sick and tired of the division. They know they're being played. They actually know what's going on. It's so many white people that just kind of get scared, or actually then think all the black folks are out to get them or something, when the globalists are simply using that to create fear on both sides so they can be the referee. We have to transcend this and realize what's happening and understand the media is giving us a distorted view, in my research, from the reality of what's really going on. So again, it is more important than ever. You can see what we've been able to do with Infowars.com. You've seen what we've been able to build as a media organization that reaches tens of millions of people a week conservatively. I mean, gosh, it's like 10 million a week just on our own YouTube channel now. It is getting crazy. And then we've got all the other channels. I mean, I'm not, when I say 28 million a week worldwide, that is a very conservative number. And it just shows that I'm not that good at what I do. It shows the rising tide of liberty is there. And that's why the power structure is panicking, why they're trying to act arrogant, why they're trying to act like they're invincible, because they are very close to a collapse horizon. They are very, 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 very close. And, you know, the fact that Hillary and Obama banned our flights, we just flew them the days before. And they're going to follow her around the campaign trail. The biggest exclusion zone ever in history for the entire events here and in Philadelphia at the DNC. People say, oh, well, see, you paid the money and, you know, now she blocked you. It just made it bigger, she's censoring. It's in all over TV, all over radio. People are all over. I talked to folks flying in. Buckley said like half the folks on the plane were talking about it. When I got off the plane in Cleveland, I had like six different people run up to me as I'm walking through who were already just in the airport saying, we already saw you confront Karl Rove. That wasn't even that big a deal. I'm saying we're the new media. You're the new media. Start your own YouTube channel. Start your own news articles. Get involved. Get in the fight, folks. All we're doing is calling out the emperor has no clothes. And support the broadcast. DNA Force, 25% off. Our top nutraceutical, nerve growth factor, patents proven, top of the line. Detox your cells. Get in there to the mitochondria, the engines. I mean, I still look like hell. And I work and play hard, folks. But I look a hell of a lot better than I used to. And it's taking DNA Force. And it's taking things like the good halogen X2. InfoWarsLife.com. Or call toll free 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. I'm coming to you from literally 300 yards from the entrance to the, big Republican, you know, that's right. What's it called? Quicken Loans Arena. For some reason, I can't get that in my head. When they always have stupid names of corporations now, and I like, you know, it's like Staples Center and Walmart Center. But I'm saying their name, though. That's what they want. So I guess it worked out right there. So whatever. We're going to be in there some. And I love old people, and they're great. And when they're patriots, they have such wisdom, and I love them. But I tell you see these delegates that were trying to steal stuff for the Republican leadership, and I'm telling you, they are angry, and they're on average about 85 years old. And I'm telling you, this whole Republican establishment is emblematic of how it is falling, just like the Democrats are. Now, I ran a lot of old folks as well that are Trump supporters, and they're awesome, and they're so much more animated than the old meme Republicans that, you know, think they're the sovereigns, like George Will said. We don't care what your popular vote is. We're the sovereigns. That's an arrogant piece of garbage. We'll be back with David Knight, myself, and more. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator, but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer
suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple thousand dollars worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, I cannot stress to you that when I get up here and I talk about this, the Chinese fleet and the U.S. fleet openly saying they may have a war any day. That's not the Cuban Missile Crisis. The Chinese president says they're at battle stations for war. We've got U.S. advisors fighting Russians in eastern Ukraine. The Russians are moving missiles in. Putin's warning the world. And Putin comes out last week and a month before that and says, do you understand that we're going towards war and that you're starting it? You need to have a debate about this. There's nothing in our news to speak of, or it's like the back of the paper. And so for me, beyond Black Lives Matter, beyond George Soros, who's again behind what's happening in Russia, we just really have to understand things are serious and the world is going into crisis. And this happened before World War One. It happened before World War Two. And most political analysts and historians are saying that we're going into a very, very dangerous period. Now, I'm going to go jump in a car, get down over to the park where I'm going to give this speech in about 30 minutes. We've got coming up Leanne McAdoo and Margaret Howe. I'll be able popping in with David Knight. But I'm going to hand the baton to you, David Knight. I want to thank you and the rest of the crew for the great work you're doing, my friend. I want to thank you for the courage you've got, you know, with your wife and children, you know, letting you. But you've got one of your sons working with us, Travis, one of our best camera people. So he's doing a great job as well. But it's got to be surreal to not just be alive right now, David, but to be in the middle of it, my friend, and to see so many good things happening, but also so many bad things happening. David Knight.
Absolutely, Alex. It truly is amazing as this stuff plays out. I'm looking forward to what's going to happen this afternoon. I guess it's about a half hour. It's the bottom of the hour. You're going to be speaking at the America First Unity Rally. I think that's going to be very important. It's important that we get to these places. And Alex, as you know, when we went to the Alamo, the open carry rally that we had, the Alamo, we had 1,000 people carrying weapons. And nobody had a problem with it. Now we're seeing a lot of people, a lot of articles I've seen questioning the idea of whether or not there should be open carry in anywhere in Cleveland.
But didn't the governor, I mean, I'm only going off this since I heard on the right local radio last night driving in. Didn't the governor do the right thing and say, no, I'm not revoking the open carry?
Absolutely. He doesn't have the authority to do that. And the police union chief was wrong calling him to do that. But I think an important thing that comes out of all this back and forth conflict that has been created by Obama, I think it's very interesting when we look at this shooter, the fact that he was a black ex-Marine and that two of his police victims, the first one was a black man, just like the shooter was, and the another one was an ex-Marine, just like the shooter. Okay. The black cop that he shot had
exactly.
A 4-month-old child, and the ex-Marine had 4 children. And you know what makes this different, Alex, is that Obama has tried to get people to focus not on what people have in common, not what the shooter had in common with these people, one of them being black, one of them being an ex-Marine, but to focus on what is different between them. That's the way the Democrat Party, that's the way Obama...
David, that's perfectly said. And you should do a whole report on that, about our shared humanity and how clearly Obama keeps trying to say we need to reform the police every time more cops get killed, implying this is your fault, that he himself and the media have hyped this up. He is literally one of the main authors of this, then blaming random police. Now to take the head of the police union here, he's done the right thing saying Obama's basically behind this and is stoking the flames and is horrible. And I am for open carry, and I get the perspective of people that want to be open carry. And, you know, we've got folks here, obviously, I'm not going to get into it, for protection as well. I just get their fear of not being able to then tell who's got a gun and who doesn't, because, well, they're going to think, they're going to check good guys as well as bad guys now. They want to be able to just pick out the few that have guns and be able to do something in case it's a jihadi or a Black Lives Matter issue. But then, I'm sorry, terrorist attacking can't be used to take our rights. They have terrorist attacking saying give up your free speech. Well, they have terrorist attacking saying give up your guns. So I'm sorry to the police union. I can see their point, but the Second Amendment trumps everything. And so that's what this country's all about. It's why 1776 happened. David, they'll be carrying my feed live when I give the speech here in about 30 minutes. Thank you so much, my friend. I'm going to hand the baton to you. Folks, stay with us. History's happening. Spread the word about the local station you're listening to or the stream or video feed you're watching right now, because you are the power of this broadcast.
Hillary Clinton believes that gangs are an adequate substitute for family.
Joining a gang is like having a family. It's feeling like you're part of something bigger than yourself.
Well, Hillary, sociologists have conclusively demonstrated that the formation of gangs correlates to the breakdown of the family. It's no secret that gangs are the largest contributor to crime in America. Hillary Clinton ignores the fact that the family is the foundation of civilization. Meanwhile, welfare destroys that foundation. Hillary is no doubt pandering to Democrat voters who, according to a survey by the Maxwell poll on the political affiliation of Americans receiving government aid, shows that 81% of those in public housing and 63% of Americans receiving welfare or public assistance vote for Democrats. And you can learn more right now at Infowars.com.
Hey everyone, pharmacist Ben Fuchs here, host of The Bright Side, and as many of you know, I'm on a mission to help Americans get and stay healthy. You've all heard the shocking statistics. Despite spending trillions of dollars in healthcare, nearly $10,000 per man, woman, and child in this country, obesity, diabetes, cancer, heart disease, and autoimmune illnesses are rampant. One out of three or four people is dealing with some kind of health challenge, and everyone knows at least one person with a degenerative disease. If you are dealing with a health challenge, or if you're healthy and want to maintain your vigor and longevity, and you're looking for a convenient, easy way to incorporate nutritional raw materials into your day-to-day lives to guarantee that your body is getting the fundamental nutrients, the 90 essential vitamins, minerals, fats, and amino acids it needs to do its healing work, you need to check out InfoWarsTeam.com. Give your body the gift of good nutrition. Head over to InfoWarsTeam.com. Your body will be very grateful.
On the web at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Dr. Grip, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff I said. There's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in, because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
I see your hair is burning.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight on this Monday, July 18th, 2016, the beginning of the Republican National Convention in Cleveland, Ohio. You just heard Alex Jones reporting live from Cleveland. We're going to be joining him at the bottom of the hour. He's going to be speaking at the America First Unity Rally there in Cleveland, along with many other speakers that are there. We're going to be carrying going that live at 12:30 our time, so it's going to be about 20 minutes from now. And as we were talking in the last section about the way this has worked out, about this Black Lives Matter murder and the people that he killed, and the fact that he was focusing on what was different, when in reality he had a lot in common with the people that he killed. But I want to read to you, before we go to Joe Biggs, he's ready to join us in Cleveland. I want to read to you real quickly a couple of things that were on his Facebook page. Some of the last things that he put up just before he was killed. The slain Baton Rouge black police officer said, "Please don't let hate infect your heart." He said, "I swear to God, I love this city, but I wonder if this city loves me." Now, that was the black cop that died. His sister said, "It's coming to the point where no lives matter." She said her name is Jocelyn Jackson. She said she understands the anger behind the movement of Black Lives Matter, but she said, "God gives nobody the right to kill, to take another person's life." And you have to understand, even though they're protesting and this is an ambiguous shooting there in Baton Rouge, these officers, even though they were in the Baton Rouge Police Department, they were not directly involved in that. They had absolutely no involvement in that shooting. Just cold-blooded murder and a misdirection of blame, if there is blame to be had in that particular shooting. That's yet to be determined. She said, "It's coming to the point," this is the sister of the black police officer who was killed. She said, "It's coming to the point where no lives matter, whether you're black or you're white or you're Hispanic or whatever." And that's what I was just saying to Alex Jones. What Obama has done, what Hillary has done, what the Democrat Party in general has done, they have achieved their power and continue to achieve their power by getting us to focus on what separates us, what is different about us. And as I pointed out, this killer, this cold-blooded killer, was black, and he was an ex-Marine. Two of the three victims that he shot, one was black, and another one was an ex-Marine. And they had families, and they were innocent. They were not involved in that shooting. Now, at the same time, we have the police, I believe, overreacting. We've got the head of the police union was right when he said that Obama has blood on his hands, because he is fomenting this kind of division that I just pointed out. But at the same time, he comes out and says, "Well, I think the government, the governor ought to just set aside the open carry laws that we have here in Ohio." You know, the police don't have that authority. The governor doesn't have that authority. The rule of law means that the governor, as well as the police, are under the law. The law is king. The law is king. Lex Rex was what the founders of this country talked about with that. I want to join Joe Biggs. He had a comment he wanted to make about the whether or not open carry should be banned in Cleveland. Joe, thanks for joining us.
Joe Biggs here, Infowars.com, live from Cleveland, where the RNC has now taken place. Emotions are high. There's walls built within the city by people who think walls don't work, which is kind of the funny thing. We also have a sheriff that's coming out talking about the fact that these cop killings in Baton Rouge, Dallas last week, that they should suspend the Second Amendment for the citizens of Ohio here in Cleveland. During the RNC, I have a huge issue with that.
Yeah.
We have that right. There are bad people who have been busting. Soros-funded groups who are coming out here to cause trouble. You've got the new Black Panther Party that's come out here armed to the teeth. We have that right. We have that ability. We should be able to protect ourselves. And then you have people like Don Lemon coming out talking about these killings, and then Sheriff David Clark saying, "You know what? Black Lives Matter is Black Lives Matter. This is BS. It's a terroristic organization. We need to put a stop to that." And we already have different concerts lined up that are like Rage Against the Machine to help incite these anti-Trumpers into going out in the streets, getting agitated, and then possibly doing something. So tensions are high. Emotions are running high. It's going to be interesting to see how this week folds out, David.
Yeah, you know, I don't know if you know this, because this broke just before we went to air, but now we've had another police officer, the most senior police officer, Joe, in the Freddie Gray case in Baltimore, has been found not guilty of manslaughter. It's possible this is going to be another trigger for the Black Lives Matter people, and it's an excuse to come after people. As we've pointed out, we looked at The Hill. They said, they quoted a person who was there at the convention. He said, "Most people going to the convention are concerned that protesters are going to turn the city upside down, that we're going to have some kind of a split screen with Donald Trump speaking and Molotov cocktails being thrown on the other side of the split screen." So that's what everybody's concerned about. There's massive provisions underway for thousands of people to be able to be incarcerated there by the Cleveland police. So they're expecting a lot of unrest, and I don't think that this verdict on the Freddie Gray case that came down today, I don't think that's going to help anything any.
Oh, yeah, that's definitely going to help fuel these protesters who've been paid to come in here and start stuff. They're going to use that as a catalyst to go in and attack people. They've already been calling for attacks on white people, white police officers. They destroyed their narrative yesterday when one of the guys actually went out and shot and killed a black police officer and left that little baby that's never going to have a father again. This is all fueled by hate. This is all fueled by George Soros. And this is something that people need to wake up to and understand. You're creating more division. You're not helping the situation out whatsoever. There's a lot of love in this country. And there's a lot of people that I see out here of all race, all color. It doesn't matter. People here want to have a loving environment. They want to stop the hate. And just because you support Donald Trump doesn't mean you're a racist, a sexist, a xenophobe, an Islamophobic. I could go on and on with all these stupid names that people call them. They're factless. There's nothing based off of it. They're just mad that this guy rose up and is becoming something that has created a movement so big it's a tidal wave of patriotism that's about to sweep this country.
You know, Joe, as we're talking about this idea of the Second Amendment and whether or not it should be suspended because of a political situation, I recall many different protests that InfoWars has covered. And as my sons said to me, the only time they had not been attacked when they were covering a protest was when there were armed people as part of the protest. That was when it was peaceful. When only one side had arms, it seems like things got out of control over and over again. But there's this article from McClatchy that came out today. And actually, it's on Friday. It looked hopeful at first, but what they did was they tried to use even the Second Amendment to divide black versus white. Here's the title. It says, "For black gun owners, bearing arms is a civil rights issue." And I looked at it and it's like, great. Yeah, that's right. Of course, it's not just a civil rights issue for black gun owners. It's a civil rights issue for all of us because the Second Amendment is a key part of our civil rights. But they go through and they talk about one particular guy who set up a Facebook page. He's about a year and a half. He's got 11,000 members who are following his Facebook page, and they go back to the tradition that began with Frederick Douglass talking about the different boxes that our power as citizens, our rights as men lay in, the cartridge box, the ballot box, and the jury box. But then they go on to say, black gun owners say that they have battled racism from within pro-gun circles and at shooting ranges. And it's like, I have not seen that at all. Okay, I've not seen that at all. I have seen a lot of, I agree with the second part of it, they say, and from fellow African Americans who don't always share their view of gun ownership as a civil rights imperative. And we see that as well as white gun owners. We see that people get angry with us, other white people get angry with us because we have guns. I'm sure he sees that as a black man. But I don't see that kind of racism, maybe it's the particular shooting range where he goes to, but I don't see that as a group. I see people trying to come together, and the only way we're going to get our rights is if we come together and forget these divisions that the Democrat Party, that the mainstream media wants to impose upon us of black versus white. And they even try to do that as black gun owners are starting to wake up to the fact that they need to have civil rights, that they had their civil rights taken away from them by the Jim Crow laws. Took away, one of the key things they took away was right of blacks to own guns.
I mean, I've got a lot of black buddies who I go to the range with and shoot with on all parts of the, in Florida, Kentucky, all over. I go to shooting events all across the country. I've never seen that before.
Exactly.
You know, I do see the gun-toting African-American male who understands his rights and being looked down upon by the African-American who might not know his rights and not understand why you would want to carry that gun and why they would think that they're a target. But it's good to see these guys that go out and do that. It helps them engage in conversation. It helps these guys learn what their rights are, and it helps empower them. Everyone should have that ability to go out and bear arms without any kind of discrimination whatsoever. You know, when we're in Ferguson, we open carry up and down on West Florissant Avenue, and all these Black Lives Matter protests came up and said, well, if we did that, we'd be shot. And you know what? We said, you know what? We'll stand with you.
Yeah.
You come out here, as long as you've got your gun at the low ready, your finger's not on the trigger, and you're doing it the right way to express your freedoms for the Second Amendment, then yeah, you can come out here and you can march with us, and I guarantee you nothing's going to happen.
That's the key, Joe, because we already saw in that situation in Dallas, you had that one individual, a black man who was carrying openly, carrying a rifle, and the Dallas Police Department put out a all-points bulletin saying, this is a shooter, and he turned himself in. They said, we've got video of you shooting people. They were actually lying about that to the public. They lied about it to him. It was a very dangerous situation that he was in. But the key is that gun owners stand together, not black gun owners versus white gun owners versus the police. They all need to understand that. I have to say to the police, if you want to know where this is headed, look at what happened in Venezuela, where they spent tens of millions of dollars. I think it's about $50 million to set up gun confiscation centers about 4 years ago. They took away the guns, and now the Venezuelan police are being hunted down in the streets and killed for their weapons. That's the future if you take guns away from other citizens. You are safer with law-abiding citizens doing open carry in these protests, these civil rights demonstrations or whatever in Cleveland around the convention than if you were the only ones there carrying a gun.
I mean, being a gun rights activist is definitely not the easiest gig in the world. You know, Jakari Jackson and I go to these things. We get harassed. I've been harassed for open and carrying. But you just have to remain calm, talk to these guys, because there's a lot of uninformed police officers. There's a lot of bad ones who push unjust things, and you have bad leadership that allow these officers to do that.
Absolutely. Joe Biggs, Cleveland, and we're going to be back with our reporters. Alex Jones is going to be joining us at the bottom of the hour. Actually, we're going to be joining him with the America First Unity Rally in Cleveland, Ohio, part of the 2016 RNC.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple thousand dollars worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants. And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out. Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
In the 1950s, Dr. Joanna Budwig had a 90% success rate curing people of cancer using fresh-pressed flax oil and cottage cheese. The combination of dairy protein with unoxidized flax oil was able to restore oxygen transfer. It is now well known the cells of our bodies require unoxidized omega-3 and 6 seed oils to both attract and absorb oxygen. For the first time, there are seed oils with virtually zero oxidation, even after 1 year at room temperature. All other, quote, cold-pressed seed oils are structurally damaged and significantly oxidized by the time you consume them. Andrea's seed oils retain the correct shape, electron content, and information that is quickly communicated to all the cells in your body. By taking these sacred seed oils, your whole body will begin to use oxygen as the Creator designed it. Now combine this with our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein, and you have a winning combination to confer energy and health like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price.
No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. realpricesilver.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight in Austin. We have our reporters and Alex Jones at the Republican Convention in Cleveland, Ohio. Alex Jones is about to speak at the America First Unity Rally in Cleveland. We're going to be joining that once that begins. Before we go to our other reporters in the area, I just want to remind you that you can still get your Hillary for Prison t-shirt, the same design that you've seen flying over Cleveland that we paid for with your help, your support, paid for these banners that we flew over Cleveland behind a plane. And we've got the report. You can see that on Infowars.com. And we're going to go to Alex. He's just started his speech. Let's cut to Alex Jones speaking at the Unity First rally.
Is rising worldwide as the globalists try to implement their world government. It is dead on arrival. If you think the awakening we've seen so far is big, this planet and the globalists have not seen anything yet. Yeah. One time, two elections ago, a 30-mile exclusion zone where you couldn't fly airplanes with banners.
I'm trying to get through Tokyo.
One day after we announced we were going to have all three banners of the DNC and the RNC covered with airplanes flying, as soon as that happened, as soon as that unfolded, they put an exclusion zone on, shutting all aircraft down. That is because they're afraid of free speech. And that's what they always try to do, is come and disrupt people and take over their free speech. These are not liberals. These are anti-free speech, anti-freedom scum. They need to get their ass to North Korea. That's what George Soros is trying to overthrow Ukraine and everywhere else. Any country that tries to be free, these globalists come in and they cause a bunch of division, they stir up a bunch of racism, they get everybody fighting with each other. Right. And you know what? It ain't working. All this garbage has brought America together.
That's right.
We're coming together, and Americans see through this crap. And people all over the world see through it and know what's happening.
That's right.
So I gotta tell you, I don't like it when you're cheering me coming up here. I want to salute all of you that are out here in defense of liberty. Yo. Standing against tyranny. I salute you. The answer to 1984 is 1976. 1776. Yeah.
That's right. We won, y'all.
We're not backing down. We're not giving in. We're not going away. And everything the enemy does to us just makes us stronger.
That's why we're here.
She thinks they censored our airplanes.
Yep.
Now we're doing national campaigns for funding where we're going to fly them all over the country.
Yeah.
And now we're going to push even harder with more Hillary for President shirts. How many Hillary for President shirts we got here today? That meme, multiple times, has been the number one search term above Brexit and Pokemon Go. That's right. We're even getting Nintendo a run with their money now.
Thank you, Alex.
So, think about that, and think about that long and hard. Hey, I want to bring my buddy up here real quick, Joe Biggs. Take on this. Oh. Have we not defeated the people that thought they shut down our free speech? Have we not given them a big giant red, white, blue?
Now you're going to back up.
Yeah. Hillary for president! 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 Hillary for president!
Hillary for president!
She is crooked Hillary.
Yeah.
You know, that's the thing about
When it's even true, it's really hard to get it going. But when something's true, it's easy to get going. Yeah. Like crooked Hillary and Hillary for president. Can I tell you, it is absolutely beautiful to see what's happening. Joe, you've been here a few days. My good buddy Joe Biggs, great patriot.
Army Joe Biggs, baby.
I mean, I tell you, he's here now fighting for this country. That's the great part about what we're doing is the globalists want to say our veterans, our police, our patriots are the number one enemy. That shows you this is an obvious outside globalist force. Of course they come here and say our veterans and our police are the enemy. Because they're the enemy.
They're the enemy.
You guys are beautiful. I have seen so much emotion out here. I love seeing each and every one of those Hillary for President shirts. And the message is loud and clear across the world. You guys are the best followers ever. You guys are the best. You understand what's going on.
That's right.
You're wide awake. You're not asleep at what's going on. But we're sick and tired of what we've been seeing. That's why we want Donald Trump.
Yeah! Yeah!
That's right. Listen, Trump's a great guy and has amazing courage. But listen, they're not going to put our faith in any one individual. It's all of us together, the light of liberty, coming together. Nothing's going to be able to turn this around in the end. We're identifying the globalists. We're identifying their program of control. We're identifying what their operations are. And once the general public understands the paradigm, it's game over.
Yes.
Worldwide. Worldwide. Globalism and the New World Order are in trouble. All over the planet.
Brexit.
The Brexit. All of it. Example after example where people are trying out foreign multinational anti-free market corporations that are funding gun control here domestically and open borders. These are the people conquering us. And once we force this into the consciousness, it's over. I cannot keep hammering that enough. And you, here today, I keep going back to you because you are the solution. You are the answer. You are the resistance. You are the reason the globalists are in so much trouble. And so many of you have your own radio shows, your own podcasts, your own websites, your own local radio shows, some of your national shows. That is incredible. You are part of history. You are part of 1776, not just for America, but worldwide, because the American idea is the answer to the globalist program of enslavement.
Right.
You are the answer. You are the cure to the worldwide tyranny that is the New World Order. And I'm telling you, Donald Trump, by being in the arena, Donald Trump, by taking action, Donald Trump, by doing what he's done, and talking about how we are no longer declaring that we have surrendered to globalist trade, that Hillary is a foreign agent, that Hillary is a foreign agent of the communist Chinese, the Saudi Arabians, and others. No news carried that because it was absolute truth and would destroy her. But it doesn't matter. We got the info out. You got the info out. And everything else he's been doing has simply been absolutely over the top. Amazing. It has been so incredible. I want to bring a few other little folks up here. Anybody wants to pop in or say something? When's Roger Stone getting here?
He's late.
Hey, they want me to keep going. That's awesome. I'll talk all day if you want. I see Tucker Carlson's son out over there. Tucker Carlson's a great hardcore libertarian. Come on over here. Get up here on stage. I want to have dinner with these guys. And listen, what's good is Tucker Carlson's been pretty hardcore over the years, pro gun and stuff, and he's getting more and more hardcore. And that's what's exciting is that we see the information we talk about that was seen as radical becoming mainline. He had to be ready to win. He had to be ready to take the system back and restore the republic. My friend, introduce yourself.
I'm Buckley Carlson. Nice to see everybody today. I just want to say, make America great again.
You want to say anything else, brother? You're off.
Thanks,
your dad's awesome. Hey, let's bring the Daily Show guy up here. Just bring the agitator right here.
Yeah.
Hey, how you doing? What's your name?
Back off.
Sign up for the open.
No, the Democrats are never violent. Like the White Lives Matter events and attacking the Trump people.
I'm not a Democrat either. I'm a violence.
I know. But the Daily Show is not a Pentagon weapon program.
I'm not on the Daily Show. I'm on MySpace.
Okay, well, that's good. But listen, I mean, you seem like you're upset.
I want you to have sex with my wife.
So just trying to be shocking.
No, not at all. I really, here's my hotel key. I want you to have sex with my wife.
Sir, I know you're trying to be shocking
I'm
right now.
I'm super into Trump. I'm Trump all day, baby. Right, Trump, baby.
All right.
Now, you have been up here at the front of the deal, kind of bumping into folks.
Why does my pee-pee come out yellow?
But now I know why folks want him out here. This is an agitator who doesn't want to actually even have speech. He wants to shut down our speech.
No, that's not true.
That's his job. No. You talk about sex, talk about pee-pee.
That's not fair.
Okay. Well, we have children.
That fuel can't melt steel.
We have
the bombs in Tower 7.
Well, I've exposed all that.
Well, I'm with you.
All right.
Well, I'm on your side.
Well, you said something legitimate
there.
You're
looking for an argument, and I want to know who put the bombs in Tower 7.
Okay, he wants to edit this later. He came up and talked about his hotel room and sex and pee-pee.
Hey, don't tread on me. I got a song called Don't
so
Tread
this
on Me.
All to be edited. All to be edited later. This is all disinformation.
Don't tread on me.
Completely.
Fuck my wife. Don't tread on me.
All right. Appreciate you, sir. Now you've disrupted him.
I'm on your side.
All right. Good. Thank you. You have nothing to say. Go on down.
I'm on your side.
Just vulgarity. All right, folks. This guy. See, I did that to illustrate. Hey, I recognize this guy from one of the dinosaur media. Are you a Tyrannosaurus Rex? A Brachiosaur? A Diplodocus? A pterodactyl? A pteranodon? God almighty. I heard they were still around. What, is your domain very big? Sure, I'll come, all the crowd, come up here with me. I forget what, I'm serious, what reporter are you?
Rachel Maddow's here.
Rachel Maddow?
Well, it's actually Chris Hayes, but I think they're the same person.
I think Rachel Maddow and Chris Hayes are whoever that person is the greatest actor I've ever seen in my life. Anyways, I seriously don't remember where this guy's with, but I know he's from one of these kind of dinosaur old folks homes. Or I mean, what do you call mainstream media? They like put the dinosaurs out the pasture, and they're trying to get a race war going and a destabilization going, but it's not going too well. And you know what's great about this is? Their power is dwindling faster and faster and faster, and all they've got is their, you know, their so-called arrogance, but they know that the blood has already all run out of them. They're dead. They're reanimated political corpses posing as liberals, but they're not. And that's what's beautiful about this, is that this republic is rising. Humanity is waking up. And can you imagine? All the dirty tricks are going to try to keep Donald Trump out. But even if they're able to steal the election, it doesn't matter. Because the public is waking up to their tricks. And at the state and local level, people are understanding that globalism is about making us poor. Globalism is about controlling us. Globalism is about us not being able to have our own destiny. And all over the United States, but also in other areas of the world, people are saying, why can't I have guns to protect myself? Why does government have guns, but I can't have guns? And as we openly exercise this right, their power is faster and faster and faster slipping away. All right, folks, I'm going to come back up here later and introduce the great American Roger Stone, who obviously has been fighting so hard for liberty in this country for so long. And then we're going to have so much more going on today, and I'll be hanging out with you folks as well. But great job defying the intimidators. Great job defying the people that wanted to intimidate folks. Great job coming out here despite all the threats and exercising your sacred First Amendment. We salute you. InfoWars salutes you, and you are part of history. You are the future. God bless you.
Love you. Thank you. Woo! USA! USA! USA!
Okay, and that's been the live feed of Alex Jones speaking at the America First Unity Rally there in Cleveland, Ohio, part of the RNC, I guess we'll call them festivities, part of the party. Now, as we look at what's going on behind the scenes, we've had the Never Trump people shut down, the Free the Delegates people shut down. That happened last week. They had the Rules Committee that was meeting. They didn't get anywhere on that, but we still have the diehards, the Never Trumps who never learn, people like Bill Kristol saying that, well, I don't think this is over yet. Well, I don't know what he thinks he's going to do at this point. But anyway, we're going to be having, we're going to go back to our reporters live in Cleveland in just a few minutes. I want to take a look at some of the policies that are coming out of this, some of what some of the Republicans are saying. We've got Senator Sessions, who I had hoped would be the vice presidential nominee for Donald Trump rather than Governor Pence. Senator Sessions says that he thinks that Trump should not get into the weeds with details. In other words, not go into so much detail. Keep it at a low level, a fourth grade level, to explain to the dumbed down population what's going on. I mean, you do need to give people some details. And but I think Senator Sessions knows that most of the people don't really want to know the details. He tried to give the details to all of those in the Senate about the Trans-Pacific Transatlantic Partnership. He tried to explain to them that what they were doing in subverting the constitutional process to ratify a trade treaty with the Trade Promotion Authority was wrong. He set up a presentation to the people in the Senate because most of them didn't care about going in and getting into the weeds, looking at the details of these trade agreements, continuing to say, oh, I think free trade creates jobs and this is about free trade, so I'm for it. Well, free trade, as they've presented it to us in the trade treaties, has not created jobs, and this is about far more than trade issues. These trade partnerships that are coming through are sovereignty destroying. They take away freedoms on the internet. They take away our sovereignty and put our entire economy under the control of a few people who are unaccountable to those of us in the United States. You know, when you look at what happened with Brexit and the European Union, had a situation in Brussels where you've got people who've never been, in many cases, to Britain, didn't have any interest in going there, writing the laws for them, telling fishermen whose families have fished the seas there around Britain for generations, telling them they were not going to be allowed to fish there anymore, not even giving them a place at the table to determine what the fishing limits were going to be. That's what the Trans-Pacific Transatlantic Partnerships will do to America. And the only candidate, Republican, Democrat, Libertarian, Green Party, the only candidate out of all of those parties that opposes these trade agreements is Donald Trump. And I'm concerned when I see him picking a vice president who has traditionally not opposed those processes. And that's what we have with Governor Pence. And as the New American asked, is he a globalist neocon or is he a solid conservative? I think he leans towards being a globalist neocon. We'll see what happens, but it clearly was an olive branch to the Republican establishment to put Pence in there. And we detailed, as it was being talked about in the middle of the week, we're getting heavy hints that he was going to be the selection. InfoWars put up a couple of articles. There was one by Paul Joseph Watson, another by Kurt Nemo, very specifically going through the record of Pence and the concerns that we had with it, the fact that he has supported the United Nations, the Export-Import Bank, all these other organizations that have undermined our sovereignty here in America. He supported the Patriot Act. He supported the NDAA, the Indefinite Detention by the Military Without Due Process Act, okay? He has supported the war in Iraq, the unconstitutional war in Iraq. He also supported giving Obama the authorization to go to war with Libya, even though he relied on a United Nations resolution instead of a declaration of war from the Congress. So there's a lot of concerns that we have, even on the border issue, what's going to happen with Pence, his position on that. Clearly, this is a Reagan type of decision that Ronald Reagan made by putting George H.W. Bush in, a man who had opposed him on all the critical issues, who had opposed him on tax cuts, calling Reagan's tax cuts, which, quite frankly, I think Ronald Reagan was one of the best presidential candidates I've ever seen in my life. But when he became president, he really didn't do much of anything. You know, he said he was going to kill the Department of Education, which was still this nurturing demon in the cradle. When he took office, it was less than 4 years old. But instead, he fed it. He brought it to life. One thing that he did do, though, was he did reduce the taxes. He brought the levels of the rates down, and he reduced the number of brackets drastically. George H.W. Bush opposed that. He called it voodoo economics. And when he took over after Ronald Reagan, that was one of the first things that he did. You know, everybody knew that he was going to undo what Reagan did with the economy. He said, read my lips, no new taxes. He immediately gave us the largest tax increase we had ever seen. When he was called on it, he sarcastically said to the reporters as he was jogging and running off, read my hips. That's the kind of arrogance that we get from the GOP establishment. That's what we see from Jeb Bush and others who fortunately, will not be there at the convention. Nobody's going to miss them, I don't think. I think we're all pretty much tired of the elitist, globalist establishment. And so the concerns that many of us have are that Pence is a peace offering to the GOP establishment, but in the long run, it's going to be a dangerous thing both for Donald Trump and for the American Republic here. Now, Roger Stone said this weekend in an article they put up on Breitbart that he believes that Trump is going to name his prospective cabinet at the RNC. Hopefully he will, and hopefully it will help to take some of the sting out of this bad choice for vice president. This is what Roger Stone said. He said, I think Trump is going to name a prospective cabinet. And there is, of course, a way to do this in a way that is perfectly legal, because technically, of course, to promise someone a federal job is a crime. So Trump could theoretically say, for CIA director, I would appoint General Mike Flynn or someone like him. For Secretary of State, I would appoint, who knows, you know, somebody else. Okay. Now, they questioned him on this when he was talking to Breitbart. They said, are you saying that you heard from within the campaign that this is in the works, that this is planned, that this is what's happening at the convention? And Roger Stone said, I think you could take that to the bank. So I think that's going to be one of the big takeaways this week at the RNC, is to get an idea of who Donald Trump would appoint to his cabinet. And hopefully that will be something that will be more than just a peace offering to the GOP establishment. Hopefully we'll see something that puts some foundation under what Donald Trump has said he would do. They are, I think, in one way, they are making a clever pivot on the immigration issue. Sometimes when Donald Trump dumbs this down to a fourth grade level so that everybody can understand him, it creates some issues in the way that it's worded. Reince Priebus has gone out talking about the ban, the temporary ban on immigration that Donald Trump talked about. He said, I think we need to do a temporary ban on Muslim immigration. And everybody hit the ceiling. First of all, they took out the word temporary. They said, you're just going to blanket ban all Muslims from coming into the country. And what Reince Priebus has said, that would be a temporary ban on immigration from countries that harbor or train terrorists until we get a better vetting system. In other words, he changes it from being focused on a particular religious group to being focused on a geographical area. But of course, the real issue is that people in other countries do not have an innate right to come to America or to any other country. As Alex Jones has pointed out many times, we as Americans don't have an innate right to become citizens of Mexico or any other country. Virtually every country except ours, except for Western Europe, the two areas that they're trying to deliberately alter the demographics, deliberately set up a civil war in. That's what's going on. And the people in France are waking up to this. But outside of the United States and Europe, every other place that you go, you have to be able to prove that you can provide for yourself and your family, the people that you bring with you. You have to prove that you have assets that you're bringing in, that you have wealth, that you have income capability. And in most areas, you have to have their agreement that you share their values. Like in Switzerland, for example, there was a case recently of an American who had taught at university in Switzerland for about 40 years. He was retiring. He wanted to become a Swiss citizen. And they said, no, you know what? We don't really think you share Swiss values. You have to get the permission or actually a character recommendation from people who know you in the area and say that you agree with the Swiss form of government, because they don't want it changed. They have a system that they like and they don't want it changed. So in every other country, it's not a given right that you have to become a citizen of that area. But of course, what we have here in the United States with these countries that they're talking about banning immigration from, we have a situation where we have gone there. We have fomented civil war, unrest. We have inflamed both sides in these conflicts. And then we go in there and we say, well, you know what? We don't think that we're going to do foreign aid anymore. We're not even going to try to help you in that country. We're going to say the only thing we can do to help the poor people who are victims of our policy of arming both sides, the only thing we can do that is humanitarian, it's not to stop the war, not to give them a safe area in that place, but to bring them into the United States. And by default, they get to come in here, and the onus is on us. And if we say that we're not going to bring them in, then we're racist, we're xenophobic. Look, people, regardless of what country they come from, regardless of their race or their religion or anything else, they need to be able to prove themselves to be the kinds of people that are not going to be a problem in this country. When we look at what happened in Nice, you've got a guy there, they didn't have any record of him in Tunisia being radicalized, said the Tunisian government. Yet the French police knew multiple times that he had been caught committing crimes. They didn't deport him. They allowed him to stay. And you see the fruit of what happens with that. In these countries where people are coming in, we don't have any way of running a background check on them. They shouldn't be able to come in. It's just that simple. Unless we can verify who you are, unless you have financial assets that you can support yourself and your family, there is no presumption that people should be allowed to come into the United States. So it is interesting that they take this new turn and they have explained it better to say this is not going to be a religious test. We're looking at particular countries that are harboring or training terrorists. But we have to get past this mindset that is being foisted upon us by the people who want to divide and reorganize the demographics and the system of law and the culture and everything else we have in this country. We have to get around the idea that it is the default is that people get to come here and we ought to have a good reason not to allow them to come in here. That is turning that whole process upside down on its head. Now we can see at the same time that Reince Priebus is trying to turn this into a more understandable position for the mainstream media, one that does not rely on religion. We see that Paul Ryan, who is facing a challenge the beginning of August, a very severe challenge, he's dropped below 50% in terms of people who support him in the primary that's coming up. He is now flooding his district with mailers talking about how he believes in border security. He believes in border security. What a joke. As Breitbart points out, he has funded every open borders initiative. They say every Obama open borders initiative. Look, Paul Ryan has been open borders way before Obama. And we need to not make this a partisan thing. We need to understand Paul Ryan is exhibit A, that both the Republican elite as well as Obama, it's not going to go away with if Obama goes away. The Republican elite have supported open borders. Now he's saying he doesn't because he's in trouble. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
Remember that old punchline? The devil made me do it. We laugh about it, but what if it's true? What if you found out that Satan has power over this entire planet? We built a website called thebiblesaysthat.org. The site sheds biblical light on modern tradition and misguided religious doctrines and helps you find your own answers straight from your own Bible. What you've been taught might not actually be in the Bible. If you want to cut through all of the religious clutter and see who's really in charge, come visit thebiblesaysthat.org.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator, but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple thousand dollars worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold grind. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight here in studio. You just heard in the last segment we had Alex Jones speaking at the America First Unity Rally at Cleveland, part of the RNC coverage that we have there. He's now trending on Twitter, by the way. It's kind of interesting. I was just told that from Mikhail, one of our writers. Notice that Alex is trending after the speech there at the America First Unity Rally. And again, if you have seen the banners that we were flying the end of last week, you know, they shut down. They made it a no-fly zone. We're going to fly Hillary for prison banners, just like the T-shirt design. And, of course, you can still get that at InfoWarsStore.com, the Hillary for prison T-shirt. We took that same design, and we put it on a banner to be flown behind a plane, and we'd schedule it for the convention itself. They made it a no-fly zone, so we flew it last week and got a lot of coverage because there were a lot of delegates that were going there early, as well as the press that were going there. So we still do it. We've got other tricks up our sleeve for the conventions to get our message out as well. And we appreciate your support. Your support buying Hillary for Prison T-shirts as well as the other products that we sell. That is what funds our operation. That's what allows us to go to cover the RNC. We'll cover the DNC next week. And as an appreciation, we've offered DNA Force 25% off. That is our premier product, our most expensive product, because of the BioPQQ compound. It's $30,000 per batch to add this, but we go to that trouble because it is such an effective compound. There's 175 clinical studies. It's extremely hard to secure, and in this form that we get it, it's only really one supplier out of Japan that has it in a pure form. That's why it is so expensive. You can read those clinical studies. You can read reviews that people have put on our site talking about what it has done for them. And you can get 25% off of DNA Force, and it's not going to last much longer before it sells out, before that special comes down. So take advantage of that right now. That's a huge savings for DNA Force, 25% off our most expensive product that we have at InfoWarsLife.com. We're going to be going back to the Unity Rally here in just a few moments. We're going to have Roger Stone is going to be speaking there. Before we do, I was just talking about some of the problems and the hypocrisy within the Republican Party. The fact that we have Paul Ryan, who has been open borders forever, not just with Obama, but even way before Obama, he's been pushing open borders. Now that he is sinking in popularity before his primary coming up first week of August, he's now flooding his district with mailers talking about how he is going to be strong on border security. Right. Don't fall for that. People in that district and people across the country, we really should have a concerted effort to try to get his opponent, Paul Nehlen, I think, is his opponent. He is someone who is opposed to open borders, his opponent is. His opponent is also opposed to the trade treaties that Paul Ryan has run through. Paul Ryan was part of the process to throw out the constitutional requirements for ratifying a treaty. That was the TPA. They're going to have these treaties that were negotiated and written in secret by corporate lawyers are going to be run through both houses of Congress. That's not a requirement for passing a treaty. It's supposed to be two-thirds of the Senate. They couldn't get that. So they went with a simple majority of the two houses. They shut down all amendments, all debates, all filibusters. It's going to be introduced without any obstruction whatsoever in the legislative process. They've completely shut down the Constitution and the legislative process. Anybody who supported TPA has supported a violation of the Constitution. It's just that simple. Even if you agree with free trade, can't you see how they are subverting and throwing out the Constitution? Meanwhile, we got the GOP Senate pushing for a half a billion dollars for Obama's climate fund.
See, these are the problems that we're faced with, even within the GOP, especially within the GOP leadership. That's why Paul Ryan needs to go. Stay with us. We're going to be back with more live reports from Cleveland and the RNC.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Clean, pure drinking water. You can't survive without it. But where do you get it? Alexa Pure Pro is a brand new, groundbreaking, gravity-fed water filtration system that is like no other. The Alexa Pure Pro transforms water from virtually any fresh source into clean, healthy drinking water, pairing the unprecedented superfiltration power of an all-new gravity block core with a hybrid chromatic shell. It removes up to 99.999% of impurities, including bacteria, viruses, fluoride, disinfectants, volatile organic contaminants, and hormones. Filter capacity up to 5,000 gallons. Stainless steel construction. Easy assembly. Low maintenance. Replacement filters are simple to install. And now, as part of an exclusive limited-time introductory offer, you can save $20 off the retail price and get free shipping. This is a limited-time offer, so order your unit today and receive free shipping and $20 off. Go to InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. We're going to be joining our reporters in Cleveland in this hour. Before we do, I want to give you some other news outside of the Republican convention. We have news that, this is via the Drudge Report, 123,000 Venezuelans are crossing the border looking for food. See, I guess they're running out of dogs and cats to hunt down in the streets. That's the fruit of government-controlled economies. What Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton are selling us. What many in the Republican Party are selling us. It's not what Donald Trump is selling us at this time. Hopefully he will not try to sell that to us. But look, you have to understand, and I've pointed this out, Bernie Sanders, even though he opposed the trade treaty, that was the Trans-Pacific Trade Treaty when he was running, but of course now he has fallen in line behind Hillary Clinton and Goldman Sachs and the rest of them. He has basically betrayed all of those principles. But at the same time, he was right on some issues like that and some of the civil liberties issues. He was also a thoroughly unreconstructed socialist, somebody who still had not realized what was going on in Central and South America. He had not learned anything in 30 to 40 years. He had gone down to Nicaragua. He had praised the Sandinistas and that revolution down there. And he still could not bring himself to see the fruit of government command control economies. The idea that they can give you things for free. No, they can't. Eventually what happens is you run out of other people's money, as Margaret Thatcher pointed out, and they have long since run out of other people's money in Venezuela. It happens in these poorer countries more quickly than it does in European countries because they don't start with as much wealth to begin with. Now, what's happening there, reported by the AP, is that, again, over 100,000 Venezuelans, I estimate about 123,000, some of whom drove through the night in caravans, crossed into Colombia over the weekend to hunt for food and for medicine that was in short supply at home. This is not anything that's new either. We reported about 3 years ago, in 2013, it was Bloomberg bragging about the fact, the Wall Street Bloomberg bankers were bragging about the fact that Hugo Chavez's successor, his socialist successor, understood that the banks came first. The banks came before food, before water, before medicine for the people of Venezuela. And they said, it still remains a really good deal for us to invest in Venezuela. We've gotten about 700% return on investment because these guys put us first. So you have to understand that Wall Street and the people's governments of these socialist countries, the people's governments like Bernie Sanders and even Elizabeth Warren, they are not polar opposites of each other. They're quite comfortable working hand in glove with each other. They go on to point out that Venezuela's government closed all crossings a year ago in order to crack down, as they put it, on smuggling along the border with Colombia. They said it complained that speculators were causing shortages by buying up subsidized food and gasoline in Venezuela, taking them to Colombia where they could be sold for far higher prices. Yeah, well, that hasn't been the case for quite some time. Because for quite some time, for at least 3 years, even before they closed the border, they had food, water, and medicine shortages. So it's simply a lie by the Venezuelan communists, as we see happening over and over again. Meanwhile, our government continues to lie to us. This is another story that's up on the Drudge Report about genetically modified food. This is what we've been telling you for a very long time. Americans are buying gene-edited food that is not labeled GMO. You understand, of course, that when we talk about something being genetically modified, and I still think that there's a lot of people in the American public that don't understand the difference between selective breeding and transgenic modification, where they go in and they actually edit the genes, splicing in different, completely different animals, or splicing in plant genes into animals or animal genes into plants, even mixing across the plant and animal kingdoms, creating these kind of Frankenstein monsters. But of course, both the Republicans and the Democrats have given us the DARC Act, which says that you're not going to be allowed to have labeling laws in your state, in your local area, so that you can know what's in your food. Of course they're deceiving you. And they even brag about it. Stay with us. We're going to be right back with more reports from Cleveland.
This just in, human stupidity knows no bounds. Idiot teenage girl walks straight into highway traffic in Pennsylvania to catch a Pokemon in the new craze Pokemon Go, which has ties to the empire-usurping terrorist factory, the CIA. The idiot 15-year-old Autumn Dazeroth was hit by a car on her journey to become the very best like no one ever was. She survived with some injuries and is okay, but come on now, she's 15, her brain is developed enough to make a decision with some damn sense. And that's not all. Dazeroth and her mother, Tracy Nolan, both blame the game, completely abdicating responsibility for choosing to test fate against 2-ton hunks of metal moving at dangerously high speeds. Nolan says, "Should never let her play that damn game." The Pennsylvania State Police issued an awareness bulletin for Pokemon Go to warn people against being stupid. But will it work? Report from Now This News. This is Gabe Golddiamond for Infowars.com.
Dr. Group, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff I said. There's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in, because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the info war. A 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years, because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Jones Show. I'm David Knight here in Austin. Of course, our crew and Alex Jones are at the convention at the RNC convention in Cleveland. Today, there has been the America First rally. It's going on right now, the Unity Rally. We heard Alex Jones speak earlier. Right now, we have Roger Stone speaking at the rally. We're going to pick up that audio live. Here's Roger Stone speaking at the Unity Rally in Cleveland.
Real fundamental change to America. And in Mike Pence, we have a man who understands the role of the vice presidential candidate. It's a supporting role. It's a role to support the man at the top and his agenda. And the number one agenda, other than dealing with terrorism in this country, is to rebuild the prosperity and opportunity of the American people. Amen. Mike Pence is a job creator. Amen. Donald Trump is a job creator. Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton think jobs are created by the federal government. And they will foster policies that have killed jobs in America. NAFTA, TPP, these phony globalist trade deals that have sucked the jobs and the spirit from the American people. It is my great honor to have been preceded today by my friend Alex Jones. And as I told CNN this morning, better Alex Jones than his cousin Van Jones. Folks, I'm a giant fan of Infowars.com, and I see so many Hillary for Prison t-shirts out there. And I am just honored to be here with so many patriots. I want to say a special word about Tim Scilati Sr., and Kathleen Flaherty and the good folks at Citizens for Trump who had to go to federal court to knock down the gag rules to suspend our free speech rights. They didn't want us here today. And they still don't. And the Democratic machine, you can look across Cleveland. Take a look at the factories. They're closed. They're out of business. This is the legacy of Democratic leadership in this country. Now, I'd be remiss if I didn't say a few words about Hillary Clinton.
Of course, this is the Unity Rally. This is Roger Stone speaking in Cleveland.
The Hillary Clinton you see on TV is not the real Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton is a short-tempered, foul-mouthed, greedy, bipolar, mentally unbalanced criminal. Now, in the 1980s, when we had only ABC and NBC and CBS, you could suppress the truth from the American people. Today, we have the internet. We have talk radio. We have cable TV. We have Matt Drudge. We have truth tellers. And therefore, the truth can no longer be suppressed. And the American people do not know the facts about the Clintons. They don't remember Travelgate, where Hillary had veteran public servants arrested so she could give the travel business to her cronies in Arkansas and then lied under oath about it. They don't know about Vince Foster. They told us that he died in Fort Marcy Park, and his body was found 50 yards down a muddy trail. But there was no mud or dirt on his shoes. How do we know this? The FBI toxicology report. But there was carpet fiber all over his body. That's because they rolled him in a carpet. Hillary Clinton ordered that a guy named Sullivan and a guy named Kennedy, her hoodlums, her thugs, move his body because she feared that his office at the old executive office building where his death occurred would become a crime scene, and where the most sensitive papers that would prove the criminality of the Clintons would be subject to federal investigators.
And that's Roger Stone, and he's laying it out. And, of course, he wrote the book on Hillary Clinton's crimes, as well as the crimes of the Bush family. We sell that at Infowars.com. That's Roger Stone speaking at the America First Unity Rally in Cleveland, Ohio. You heard Alex Jones speaking earlier. Exercising our First Amendment rights, and as Roger Stone was just saying, they got away with a lot of this before because there wasn't an internet to fact check them on. People couldn't research this stuff. I thought it was interesting a couple of weeks ago when there was yet another case that paralleled exactly what was happening 20 years ago when Bill Clinton was running for re-election as president, and you had the Democrat National Committee as well as the Clintons involved in selling favors to Chinese businessmen and the Chinese government. And, of course, all those people, the Chinese people involved, Charlie Tree, many of them have now been involved in another scandal exactly 20 years later, exactly the same type of thing happening. And in the past, when Charlie Tree and these others turned state's evidence, as you would usually see that happening, turning the lower people and giving them immunity so that they would testify so that you get the bigger fish moving up the top, that works. That's the way it works always, except when it comes to the Clintons. And what we saw 20 years ago, they gave Charlie Tree immunity. He said, yeah, I sold influence. I bought influence from them. They were selling it to me and so forth and so on. And they said, okay, fine, thanks. Thanks for letting us know. You're free to go, and no crimes against the Clintons. And that's what we're seeing now again. And it was interesting, I thought Roger Stone was talking about Vince Foster, as the FBI was starting to investigate this latest Clinton scandal with a Chinese businessman and Chinese government buying influence with the Clintons and with the Democrat National Committee, that one of the key figures just below Clinton, this is a very high-ranking UN figure, who was desperately seeking a plea bargain deal with the government, and he suddenly died in a weightlifting accident. He seemed to have dropped the bar on his neck and died from that. And his lawyer, interestingly enough, came out and said, oh, this is, the Clintons didn't do this. This is not a Vince Foster type of thing. That was his lawyer saying that. Look, we all know what they've done. We can all find out what they've done. And it's just in everybody's face, as we saw with this email scandal, the fact that you would have the FBI director come out. And, of course, this is a guy who was also involved in the Whitewater whitewash, along with Loretta Lynch. FBI Director Comey was also involved in giving HSBC a pass when they got caught laundering money for drug cartels and for terrorists a second time. He and Loretta Lynch were involved in that, letting them go. So they're no stranger to letting the Clintons walk. They're no strangers to letting big banks escape prosecution. And I was just amazed, though, when he held that press conference, laid out all the felonies that she had committed, the many different times that he said that she had sent and received classified emails, and said, well, but nobody in their right mind would prosecute her, because you'd have to be crazy to try to send the Clintons to jail. They'll kill you, right? Or they'll kill your career at the very least. And then he said, oh, and don't you try this at home. Don't you think that this is going to set a precedent for you? You're not going to get away with this because you're not the big guy. Are we going to live in a country like that? That is the essence of a dictatorship, of a corrupt government, when the people at the top can do anything they want, and they can flaunt it in your face. You know, we talked to Lionel about it, and of course, he kind of leans left on a lot of issues, but he is still for the rule of law. And he said, it's not enough for the Clintons to violate the law. They have to do it in a way to flaunt their violation. That's the only thing they seem to get satisfaction from. I mean, many times we've talked to him about these Supreme Court decisions, which are nothing but judicial activism. We saw Ruth Bader Ginsburg come after Donald Trump and say that wade into the political field. So they've maintained this pretense in the past, and the mask has come off now. The pretense has been that the Supreme Court and the courts are legal referees. They are nothing of the sort. You understand, don't you, that they are 9 politically appointed judges. They are political activists. They don't even care what the arguments are for the rule of law. If they like a particular thing, if they like the Second Amendment, or if, the right to keep and bear arms or whatever, they don't really look at the legal arguments for it. If they like gay marriage, they will say, we're going to make gay marriage legal. They don't try to find a constitutional basis for it. They're very open about the fact that they don't believe that we should look at the Constitution. They think that it's an outdated document. They think that it's not relevant what the words actually say or what the original intent was. It's like they would like for society to be. So they are judicial activists. And that's the fundamental problem that we have, is that the people on the left are judicial activists. And so we saw this with Ginsburg coming out and criticizing Donald Trump, and even the Washington Post which is thoroughly lost its credibility this election cycle. It has in the past been very obviously left-leaning, but now they're not even trying to even keep a pretense of objectivity. Even they came out and said she's gone too far. And she even apologized after a couple of days for speaking her mind, for taking the mask off, because they have to try to keep up the pretense that they are legal referees when they are really just judicial activists. And that's one of the fundamental issues that the American public needs to get its head around, is that we do not have a system of government that even remotely reflects the Constitution. We've had the elected representatives that we have in Congress turn over power to the president, turn over power to the Supreme Court, and mostly turn over power to an unelected, unaccountable bureaucracy that writes our laws, sets the penalties, makes them draconian, and says it doesn't matter, you don't get any due process because this is a civil action. It's not a criminal action, so you don't get your day in court. That's what we have today. We have an out-of-control bureaucracy. We have allowed this to happen. And as I'm looking at this Turkish coup that's going on, and I see the European Union foreign policy chief warn Turkey, this is no reason to abandon the rule of law. Do they need to have a reason to abandon the rule of law? Apparently not in the United States, not even in Europe. So we're going to come back. When we come back, we're going to talk to our reporters as well as take a look at some developments that came out of this attack in Nice.
Is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? Katie offers rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. And now introducing trauma pads. Go to katiearmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to katiearmor.com. That's CATIarmor.com. Come and take it.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
We've all been taught that when you die, and if you're good, you go to heaven. What if you found out that when you die, you don't go to heaven, but you sleep in the grave and await a resurrection? We built a website for the curious. It's called thebiblesaysthat.org. What you've been taught might not actually be in the Bible. Thebiblesaysthat.org dismantles misguided religious doctrines and helps you find your own way, your own answers straight from the Bible. Find out who's really in heaven at thebiblesaysthat.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Bar Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. Attention, all women who have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer. In February and May 2016, Johnson & Johnson baby powder was ordered to pay $72 million and $55 million by two juries to two women who contracted ovarian cancer after years of using the talcum baby powder product. Multiple studies show that women who have long-term use of talcum powder in products such as baby powder for feminine hygiene can increase the risk of contracting ovarian cancer. If you or a family member have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer and used talcum powder prior to the diagnosis, call talcum baby powder alert today. You may be entitled to substantial compensation. The consultation is free and you'll pay nothing unless you receive a settlement. So if you or a loved one used talcum baby powder products before being diagnosed with or died from ovarian cancer, make this important free call today. Call 1-800-588-7342. 1-800-588-7342.
This is Alex Jones. Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day. The security industry uses hordes of salesmen to scare you into signing long-term contracts with no way out. Protect your family the right way with SimpliSafe. SimpliSafe has no long-term contracts, no hidden fees, 24/7 monitoring, and it's just $14.99 a month, three times less than most other security companies. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com to get 10% off for listening to my show. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
The best kept secret in the firearms business is CDNNSports.com. CDNN Sports is the largest firearms liquidator in the U.S. We've got optics, accessories, gun parts, magazines, ammunition, and more. Sign up for our email specials today for the best gun deals, period. You will also be entered to win a Winchester 101 field shotgun. Go to Charlie, Delta, November, NovemberSports.com. That's CDNNSports.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight in studio. We have our reporters and Alex Jones in Cleveland at the RNC. They're going to be joining us later. Before we go back to them, I want to play a clip of Sheriff Clark talking to Don Lemon. This is a pretty heated exchange about the recent police shootings between the two of them. Let's play that clip.
Anti-police rhetoric is based on a lie. There is no data, and you know this, there is no data, there is no research that proves any of that nonsense. None. Even
you'd have to be more specific about what data and what nonsense you're talking about.
That law enforcement officers treat black males different than white males in policing in these urban
there
centers.
There is data that's important.
There is not data.
The president spoke about it. Cedric Alexander,
who is a law enforcement officer. The president has been lying about it. He said it again the other day when he said black males are two times more likely to be shot by a law enforcement officer than white males. Don, that is a lie.
That is not a lie.
It is a lie. Yeah. Show me.
Research.
Show me.
The research that we have from the Washington Post.
The Washington Post debunked that nonsense.
There's also research.
He also said
Sheriff,
this time.
There's also research.
He continues.
A Harvard professor that also showed that black people are treated more aggressively by police officers.
No, you are wrong in your interpretation of that Harvard study, because I read the study. That's not what he said. He said he was surprised to find
that in shootings of the most severe in shootings that he found no evidence that there was a difference.
All right, so we can go back and forth again. And what this illustrates to me is the dueling statistics. You can twist statistics to say anything you want. Okay, you can play games with numbers, and you can couch these numbers. I remember when they want to raise the sales tax in places where I've lived. They say they'd have a 5% sales tax, and they say, we're going to raise sales tax by a penny. It's like, oh, well, gee, who could oppose that? That's such a trivial amount, okay? But if you got a 5% sales tax, and you're going to raise it to 6%, that's a 20% increase in sales tax, okay? So you can play your numbers games any way that you want to cut it. And, you know, really, they're both right to one degree or the other. The sheriff is saying, look, there's more white people that are killed by police. The fact that you have, when you normalize it to the population, you have about 2.5 times more black people killed by police. But that doesn't even speak to the fact of whether or not the people were killed unjustly, whether that was a justified killing, whether it was in self-defense. So that the statistics don't really tell you anything. Here is what I think tells you something, and this is what we talked about earlier today. The fact that this guy who shot these three cops, who actually shot six cops, three are dead, one is in critical condition, and two of the people that he shot were very much like him. And they had absolutely no connection to this killing that has still yet to be looked at in the courts. One of them was black like the shooter. Another was an ex-Marine like the shooter. And as his sister said, you know, we're getting to the point where no lives matter. And this cop, this black cop who was killed, who had a 4-month-old child, said, please don't let hate infect your heart. He said, I love this city, but I wonder if this city loves me. See, part of the problem is what we're asking the police to do. One of the things that we have not talked about in all of this is the war on drugs. We're asking the police to go around and use law enforcement as a tool to stop drug addiction. That's a medical issue. But what we have seen is for the last 40 years, this unconstitutional war on drugs. Understand, the alcohol prohibition that we had never targeted end users. And it was done legally. They had to amend the Constitution. Why do we have a constitutional amendment? To give them the power to prohibit alcohols, because they don't have it under the Constitution otherwise. And we had another amendment to take away that power. But the whole time they did that, they didn't wage war on the end users. They went after the guys like Al Capone who were selling it, the gangsters, okay? Now what they did under Reagan, they went after the end users. They took away private property rights with civil asset forfeiture, saying that your car or your plane or your home committed the crime, and they don't even need to find you guilty. They don't even need to charge you with a crime to just take away your property. Where are the conservative Republicans on that? With one fell swoop, they took away your property rights. Don't you realize what they've done? Don't you realize that it's the war on drugs that's been behind the militarization of the police? We got a article on the Drudge Report talking about the soaring prison population prompts Thailand to rethink the fact that they lost the drug war. They have a prison population there that is four times what the other Southeastern Asian countries have. And they said it's not working. And they only have been in this for a decade. We have been in this for 45 years. And it's a UN agenda. The UN even created the schedule.
We're on the march.
Up. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This just in, human stupidity knows no bounds. Idiot teenage girl walks straight into highway traffic in Pennsylvania to catch a Pokemon in the new craze Pokemon Go, which has ties to the empire-usurping terrorist factory, the CIA. The idiot 15-year-old Autumn Dazeroth was hit by a car on her journey to become the very best like no one ever was. She survived with some injuries and is okay, but come on now, she's 15, her brain is developed enough to make a decision with some damn sense. And that's not all. Dazeroth and her mother, Tracy Nolan, both blame the game, completely abdicating responsibility for choosing to test fate against 2-ton hunks of metal moving at dangerously high speeds. Nolan says, "Should never let her play that damn game." The Pennsylvania State Police issued an awareness bulletin for Pokemon Go to warn people against being stupid. But will it work? Report from Now This News. This is Gabe Golddiamond for Infowars.com.
More than 2 years ago, InfoWars first told you about our research into what has been called the iodine conspiracy. I've told you about how scientists have known for decades that iodine deficiencies can devastate IQ, and how the government knowingly started taking iodine out of the food and adding fluoride, the bad member of the halogen family, into the water. They took the good halogen out and put the deadly halogen in. And when the Fukushima crisis worsened, as it still is worsening today, I was there telling you how to prepare yourself and your family. Now, in 2016, even more information has been revealed concerning the connection between iodine and the gut, which many experts are now saying could be the biggest revelation ever concerning iodine. You can pull these studies up for yourself. This is the real deal, folks, and the truth is that iodine is essential, in my view, to any optimum health regimen. Stock up on Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling 888-253-3139. Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Youngevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Youngevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
public from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones. Longing for the sun.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host. I want to go back and talk about what is really behind, I believe, the problems with the police. I think we're asking the cops to do too much. I think we're asking them to do the wrong things. I think we're asking them to do it in the wrong way. I think we need more local control, not federalized control, not militarized police. I think we need to take a look at privatization. If you want to call in and sound off on that, what you think the problem is between the Black Lives Matter, George Soros, AstroTurf movement that has risen up here. And I would say it's really the only Black Lives Matter is what they're telling everybody. They're not really interested in reforming the police. Look, every institution needs to constantly either be improving or it's going to be constantly getting worse. And like all the other branches of our government, the police should not be above reform and improvement. And there are areas for improvement. That's not to say that any of these assassinations of the police are justified. They're not. They're not even connected to what's happened. I mean, they're not even trying to come after the people that they believe committed these crimes. I mean, this is just random acts of violence. It's directed at the police. It's also directed at white people. This is just nothing but racism and civil war that's being promoted by our president, by the Democratic Party, by Hillary Clinton, because that is the way they get power. Now, I want to take your calls. The number is 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. Before we go back to the news and go to your calls, I just want to remind you that we still have the Hillary for Prison t-shirts. You can get it at InfoWarsStore.com. You saw a lot of the people at the America First Unity Rally there in Cleveland had their Hillary for Prison t-shirts. It's the same design you've seen flying behind the airplane this last several days in Cleveland. And you will see it featured at the Democrat Party in one way or the other, I'm sure, as well. There it is right there if you're watching the video feed. You can get that design on your shirt, and you can fly that around. It cracks me up every time I see that. That's a great great sign. I'm glad that Alex did that. And, of course, it's your purchase of those T-shirts and the products that we sell that allow us to send our reporters to these conventions to cover other live news outlets, as well as it gives us the opportunity to thank you with our specials from time to time. We have put our premier product, our most expensive product, DNA Force, on sale. It's very expensive. As I point out before, BioPQQ, in the form that we get it, there's only one company that does that. It's very expensive to get it. It's about $30,000 per batch. And DNA Force is loaded with patented BioPQQ compound. It's backed by 175 clinical studies. You can do the research yourself. We can't connect the dots for you. We can't make any claims or draw any conclusions about products that we sell, but you can do the research. That's what the internet is for. Look at these clinical studies. Look at what people say on InfoWarsLife.com, reviews about this product, about our other products that we sell. Decide for yourself if this is something that you need. It is very potent in antioxidant activity, many, many times more than you'll find in anything else, any source of vitamin C or anything else. And again, it is 25% off. It's one of our premier products. It is a huge savings at that price. And we thank you for supporting us. Your purchase of our products is what funds our operation. We don't look at charitable contributions from people. We don't get government funding. We don't take outside advertisers who can shut off our revenue stream. We sell directly to you the best products that we can find and produce. And before I go to your calls, I want to finish up on what's going on in Thailand. Because I said before, the problem with what's going on in our police departments is that we don't have local control. We don't have enough accountability with the police, but we're also asking them to do the wrong things. I mean, why do we have a situation where the police in New York would choke to death a man who was selling individual cigarettes because it's a difference in the tax revenue that's there? Well, we've had situations. Look at New York as a very good example. We had Adrian Schoolcraft, who was a whistleblower cop, and he documented with a recording years of what he was being told, how they were giving him quotas, how they were telling him to harass people for minor violations so they could get money. They said when it was Halloween, they said, go out and arrest three people, bring them back, and then go out and get another three. We'll work out what the charges will be at a later time. He got that on recordings, okay? Adrian Schoolcraft. This is the same town that had the stop and frisk laws, where they could just stop you walking down the street and frisk you for no apparent reason, just searching for some kind of a violation. And when you come at people like that, it creates a friction. And eventually it creates violence that's not necessary, as we saw with Eric Garner. People get tired of it, and the things begin to escalate, and then many times it ends in death or unjustified brutality. I mean, take a look at the other laws that they have in New York City, for example. For example, barbers could not smoke in their own barbershop because they made that illegal. So you had some barbers who would say, all right, I'm going to take a break. I'm going to go stand outside my barbershop and smoke on the sidewalk. Then the police fined them heavy fines for loitering in front of their own store. So what are you going to do? I mean, they got you coming and going. And what Adrian Schoolcraft pointed out with these recordings was they were encouraged to do these minor non-crimes so they could generate revenue. Meanwhile, when it came to something like car theft or rape, and they were called to the scene, they would tell somebody, well, you really don't want to prosecute this person for rape because they're going to drag you through the coals. You really don't want to go through this whole process of trying to process this car theft because it's going to take so much of your time. It's just going to destroy your life. It's going to cost you your job. Or it's going to take time away from your business or whatever. So they would talk people out of prosecuting these things. They would say, well, you know, yeah, it really wasn't a stolen car. I forgot. I loaned it to my cousin or whatever. They really did that. Why would they do that? They would do that so they would look good on the FBI crime statistics. But they wanted the money, so they would hassle people endlessly over the minor violations. And when the cops in New York City found out that Adrian Schoolcraft, who was the son of a cop, he and his dad were as honest as you'll find anybody. These are real cops, and they punished him at first by putting him on a beat where he had to walk a neighborhood. He said, that's what I wanted to do. That's real police work. See, that's the way the police ought to be used, as a peace officer, as security guards, instead of somebody who is enforcing policy and grabbing fines like glorified meter maids. That's an abuse of the police by the city government. And the police chiefs are not elected by the people, unlike the sheriffs, okay? Now, when they found out about this, they went to his apartment. And he had a recording device on him again, and they said, oh, so you think you're really smart recording all this stuff and anything? And they searched him. They took that off of him, and they took him away and put him in a mental institution. Put him in a mental institution. It committed him to a mental institution. His dad, who was a cop, knew that he was having problems, started looking for him, couldn't find him for several days, and he found him because he went to his apartment and found a second recorder that was up on the bookshelf, and they didn't know about that one. And so that had the entire conversation that they weren't able to delete and destroy. And it gave him an idea. He knew then, at least, he didn't know which one they'd taken him to, but they knew that they'd taken him to a mental institution to put him away. Just like they tried to kill Frank Serpico when he exposed corruption in the New York Police Department. And it's not just New York. This is something that is coming out of the federal government. And it's really something that is coming out of the war on drugs, which came from the United Nations. The United Nations created the entire schedule of the war on drugs. Can't conservatives understand that? Conservatives who are such diehard supporters of the war on drugs, can't you understand that incarcerating people, killing people, hitting them over the head with a stick is not going to stop drug addiction? It's a spiritual issue. It's a mental issue. It is a medical issue. It is not a law enforcement issue. When you make it a law enforcement issue, you corrupt this government and you don't get what you want. It just simply gets worse. And that's what's happened for 45 years. It was created, all the schedules that we have and all the drugs and all the schedules were created 10 years before Nixon declared the war on drugs and used it as a clone. Just as we see happening with Agenda 21, with the 2030 Agenda for Sustainability. The UN creates these templates. We see it also with ALEC, the American Legislative Exchange Council. They will create legislation as a template. Then they'll have a get-together at a swanky vacation resort and pull in Republican mostly, but also Democrat legislators. Give them the legislation and say, here it is. It's got a blank here where you fill in your name and the state, and this is the legislation that we want for business purposes, okay? This is a common thing. This is corruption, pure and simple. So how is this working out for Thailand?
They're starting to get the idea. Unlike America, we've been doing this for 45 years. They've been doing it for 10 years. Here's a guy, 18 years old, when he was jailed for selling illegal drugs. Reuters reports now he's turning 30. He's not even halfway through his 33-year sentence at Bangkok's high-security prison. And his family said he was just a kid. He wasn't a big-time dealer, his older brother said. He said, we're also serving time, waiting for him to get out so he can help the family. See, it destroys the families as well. And we're not even talking about the American government's involvement in creating heroin in Afghanistan. Afghanistan's production of heroin was down to a very small amount. It really had shrunk under the Taliban. Once we came in, started helping people to produce it, it has set new records every year. And it's now about 90% of the world's supply of that is coming out of the areas that we control, our CIA, just like we had the crack cocaine epidemic from the CIA, from the Reagan administration that was invented by the CIA and brought in. It was exposed by Gary Webb and Dark Alliance, how they did a war of drugs on the black community, on the rest of America with the crack cocaine epidemic. That was created to fund their secret wars by our secret government. But they go on. They say a decade after they've done this, the prison population is soaring. The difference is that they didn't go in and get some crony capitalists to agree to build all the prisons. All you people who think that Gary Johnson's against the war on drugs, you should take a look at what he did with private prisons and the war on drugs when he was governor of New Mexico. Okay? He was in on that rig. Okay? Just like they have now jettisoned their principles of supporting the Second Amendment, and the Libertarian Party is simply interested in getting enough votes that they can get money from the federal government. When I was involved with the Libertarian Party, if a candidate said that he wanted to get federal matching funds, it was a disqualifying thing. Most of us in the Libertarian Party at that point would say, no thanks. You're violating our principles. They're violating their principles left and right now. They also talk about this. I mean, their prison conditions are even worse than ours. They've got a cell that's about 5 by 10, and they sleep five inmates in there side by side on the floor. Okay. But they have four times the number of people in prison as the average of the other Asian nations. And they've just said this. The world has lost the war on drugs. Not only Thailand. Official with the Thailand government says we have clear numbers that drug use here has increased over the past 3 years. Another indicator is that there's more prisoners, okay? Well, we have that same information, and we seem to be unable to connect the dots. We seem to be unable to connect the dots that when you create a war on the population, things are going to get violent. What do you think? We're going to have a war of drugs on the population for 45 years? Of course it's going to eventually get violent. That truly is the root of this, the fact that we are misusing our police, that we have absolutely no control, no accountability in the process, and we are not at all interested in how the Constitution applies to our liberties, to our due process. We've said for the sake of the war on drugs, we're just going to shut this down. Let's go to one of our callers. Let's go to Margaret in Ohio. Margaret. Go ahead.
Hello, Margaret.
Sorry.
In Oklahoma.
Oklahoma, yes.
Oklahoma. Yes, I wanted to talk about Schaefer Cox.
Okay.
That our Department of Justice is totally, completely corrupt, not just a little, not just halfway, but completely corrupt, that Eric Holder pressured prosecutors to lie and cheat and break laws to put Schaefer Cox into prison. The FBI, did a lecture in Montana that's called The Solution to Reclaiming Liberty. And for that, and because, hello?
Yes, I'm listening. I'm not familiar with Schaefer Cox, so yeah, tell us about that story.
He was in Alaska, and he did a lecture in Montana called The Solution to Reclaiming Liberty. And the FBI didn't like that, and they didn't like that he was the leader of a 3,500-man militia in Fairbanks, Alaska. And so they tried to entrap him with a plot to kill police. Actually, they call them troopers in Alaska. But they tried to make a plot, and he kept saying no. And they have tapes of him saying no. But the prosecutors made up a myth that he had plotted to kill these police. And the kangaroo court was not allowed to hear any, the jury was not allowed to hear anything in his defense, and they put him into prison for 26 years. And he's been in prison 6 years now, and his case is so obviously illegal. It's completely beyond reason. Anybody who honestly reviews it would throw it out. But it's been 6 years.
Yeah.
Nobody will stand up for him.
Well, and we see these kinds of cases over and over again. This is not an uncommon template. I'm not familiar with the specifics of Schaefer Cox. But just look at the situation that was a bit more well-known of Thomas Drake, who's one of the whistleblowers, and contrast that to what they did with Hillary Clinton. And I've talked about this before, how they went into, he was a whistleblower, they went into his apartment, they found some documents, none of which were classified. One of them was a schedule for a project that was finished. It didn't have any information on it. It was marked unclassified. They said, well, that should have been classified and you should have known it, so we're going to charge you with having a classified document. Another one was not classified. It was just like, what a success, and just talking in general terms about a project and that had finished, and it didn't have any specifics about what the project was about, and it was not classified. They classified it that day and charged him with a classification violation, and they declassified that 3 months later. Now, their case fell apart as they went to prosecution because it got press coverage. But, you know, this is a case where they invented charges against Drake, and they invented an excuse against Hillary Clinton when she did it by the thousands and did it deliberately, went to a great deal of trouble to create this server, and they give her a pass. So, yeah, we do have two separate justice systems. Let me ask you this. You said that he got convicted. What do you think is the solution to this? Because I don't think we're going to be able to get the right people elected in Congress to do something about this. We've had these kinds of problems for a very long time. I think the problem, the solution to this problem is for people to understand jury nullification and start doing things at a local level. What do you think?
I think the solution is to shine a lot of light on it.
Yeah.
People don't even know about Schaefer Cox. If people knew about it, they would be furious. Pastor Manning, he was interviewing Rudy Davis, and he was interviewing Rudy Davis of Austin about Schaefer, and he was really broken. He was really when he heard the details of the horrible things they did to this guy.
I'll look into it. I mean, we had a congressman, remember, who was tied up and transported around the country. They call it dieseling because he was coming after the IRS. That's the way this government is. They will be right back.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all, at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver, at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household, 50 United States only.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle threat-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
This is Alex Jones. Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day. The security industry uses hordes of salesmen to scare you into signing long-term contracts with no way out. Protect your family the right way with SimpliSafe. SimpliSafe has no long-term contracts, no hidden fees, 24/7 monitoring, and it's just $14.99 a month, three times less than most other security companies. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com to get 10% off for listening to my show. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade.
The sort of shave that cuts clean, without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack, when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And because Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they'll send you their most popular set, complete with a razor, one of their world-famous blades, shaving cream, and post-shave balm for free if you cover shipping. A total value of $20 at no cost to you with code 1151 at checkout. Their way of saying thank you for trying them. How is Harry's able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures the blades. That's how. Go to harrys.com now and enter code 1151 at checkout to claim your free trial set and post-shave balm. That's harrys.com. Code 1151.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight here in Austin. We're going to go out to our callers in just one moment. I want to go to Tom in Maryland, who is a retired cop. Before we do, real quickly, I just want to remind you that we have a special on DNA Force. I'm not sure how much longer that's going to last, but it is 25% off our premier product at InfoWarsLife.com. It will sell out pretty quickly. It's something that's very difficult for us to produce, very expensive to produce. So that 25% off is a big savings. It's not going to last much longer. Also, something I haven't talked about today, and that is our Go Smile Sonic Pro tooth whitening toothbrush. And I have a Sonic Pro. I'm going to upgrade to this because this one, besides having the sonic vibration, of course, I got my Sonic Pro years ago because I had a dentist recommend it to me, and it really has been the most effective toothbrush I've ever had. It's worlds apart. Well, this is a bit different. This has some added features. It's not only got the sonic vibration that vibrates an average of 27,000 times per minute, but it also has a blue wavelength technology that you use with a special gel. It helps to whiten your teeth as well as to kill bacteria. Now, Alex's dad has been a practicing dentist for 30 years. He says it's the best tooth whitening system he's seen in his practice. And, of course, you can do this without toxic chemicals or expensive doctor visits. It's a great way to whiten your teeth, purify your mouth. And right now we have a special as part of the introductory offer, 25% off your second system, your second Go Smile Sonic Pro system, as part of our exclusive listener special at InfoWarsStore.com. So that and the 25% off in DNA Force at InfoWars Life. Let's go back to our callers right now. Tom in Maryland, go ahead.
Hi, David. If I could firstly extend my condolences to the families of the police that were slain in Baton Rouge, I'd like them to know that your extended family and law enforcement are mourning with you and praying for you.
And I got to say that, you know, even though I'm not a cop, I mean, I hate to see innocent people killed. And this is the situation. These people were innocent people. They have families. This one guy, as I point out, this is the killer was a black Marine. He killed a black man. He killed an ex-Marine, just like him. We focus on the differences instead of what we have in common. And these people had families, a four-month-old, and the other guy had at least had four children. I'm not sure about the third officer who died there. But it is a tragedy, yes.
And, David, it's worth saying, it's important to say that in my entire career, and I've worked not only here stateside, but also overseas, I've never met a police officer who felt good about taking life, regardless of what the circumstances were. Anytime a life is taken in the line of duty, that is something that bothers us deeply.
Yeah. Now, I would expect that. I mean, only a sick, pathological individual celebrates murdering people. And that's what we've seen out of these people who have been hyped up with the only Black Lives Matter movement. And it is simply a pathological hatred that is motivating this.
I have witnessed on many, many occasions where the legal bar for using deadly force was clearly met, and officers will do whatever they can to not have to go that route. I've been there myself, and believe me, if police police were shooting people, every time the legal bar was met to use deadly force, there'd be bodies everywhere. Mm-hmm. And people should know that. Now, are mistakes made? Sure, they're made. And officers should pay the price, depending on the circumstances. I hate to see media and politicians rush to judgment, though, because that only serves to fuel the flames and put ideas in people's heads that maybe give them ideas.
I agree. We're out of time. Hang on. We'll come back to you right after the break. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Visit GCNLive.com today.
Secret 12, InfoWars Life's vitamin B12 formulation. Most forms of vitamin B12 are highly processed and synthetic and cannot be properly absorbed by the body. That's why for real results, so many are having to turn to painful B12 injections, which are known to have higher absorption rates. InfoWarsLife.com is excited to announce that we can bring you our most bioactive, powerful form of B12 that has been developed with our exclusive perfected process. Secret 12 is a binary of nutraceutical grade bioavailable coenzyme forms of B12, methylcobalamin, the same kind used in B12 injections, and adenosyl cobalamin. Secret 12 is simply taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Don't take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Discover the secret. Secret 12. Secure your revolutionary Secret 12 formula right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139. InfoWars Life. Secret 12.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to The Alex Jones Show. We're going to go back to our callers in just a moment, but right now we have Diamond and Silk live at the America First Unity Rally, and I want to cut to that live feed that we've got there. Here's Diamond and Silk.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. When we go and we commit a crime, don't they arrest us?
They arrest us.
Uh-huh. When I go, and let's talk about the immigration problem that we're having, the illegal immigration problem we're having in our country.
Yes.
When I go up and walk up in your house, ain't that breaking and entering?
That's what it is. Yeah.
Why the hell hadn't somebody been arrested? They breaking up into America's house?
Uh-huh. Why?
That's breaking and entering.
That's
ain't
breaking
that?
And entering.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Don't you secure your house?
Don't you?
Ain't the White House secure?
Isn't it?
But why isn't America House secure?
Mm-hmm.
Think
That's
about
right.
that. Yeah. Okay? When we talk about our jobs, you all, why would you take and you outsource our good job?
Why?
To have us sitting here riding dirty.
Yeah.
Living in poverty.
Yes.
Sitting around looking crazy.
Yes.
Underemployed and unemployed. Why would you do that?
Yes.
Again, that's Diamond and Silk. They're talking about our open immigration policy saying if somebody breaks and enters into your house, wouldn't you do something about it? I thought it was interesting. That was the same way that a Cuban mayor explained it to his wife when she said, why are you supporting Donald Trump? And he says, well, if somebody moves into our house without our permission and they won't leave, what would you do? I would call the police. And she goes, oh, okay, I understand that. And he said, I convinced her to vote for Donald Trump. That's fundamentally the analogy that we have to understand, okay, folks? That's there. But we've been talking to our callers. I was talking to Tom in Maryland, who is a retired cop. I want to go back to Tom talking about his perspective as a police officer. And Tom, I want to ask you, from what I was saying there in terms of some of the things that we ask our police to do, we had the Dallas police chief in the wake of the shootings there. He said, we're being asked to do too much. We're being asked to solve all the problems of society. Let me ask you specifically about the war on drugs. Do you believe that that is fundamentally a law enforcement issue, or is that really something that should best be addressed by treatment for addiction? I mean, can law enforcement really solve addiction? We've had 45 years to try to do that.
Let me say, full disclosure, I'm a big supporter of police law enforcement against prohibition. I do not believe that we should be criminalizing drug usage.
Good.
I think that it should be decriminalized. In fact, I told you I worked overseas, it was in the Netherlands.
Mm-hmm.
And when we decriminalized drugs over there, they're not legal, by the way, they were decriminalized. And the effect was amazing. In fact, to this day, you can still walk in if you're an addict you can walk into a government-sponsored facility and get free heroin.
Yes.
And
yes.
I know that might sound crazy to some people, but David, it got bodies off the street.
Yes.
It got crime reduced. It was amazing.
Well, and, people don't understand. I mean, we look at alcohol prohibition. You had people, you know, doing drive-by shootings with Tommy guns during alcohol prohibition. That stopped when they made it legal. They still have controls over it, and it's still against the law to sell it to children and so forth and so on, and we have drunk driving laws and things like that. But, you know, that's the difference between prohibition and this other stuff, and I have the utmost respect for law enforcement against prohibition. I've interviewed representatives from there, Jim Gerock, multiple times on the show.
David, if we haven't realized by now, at a cost of $40 billion per year, that the drug war has been lost, it never was about really harm reduction, as they have you believe, then we're blind.
Yes. Yes.
And don't be blind is what my message is, because the folks that are behind this, like I said, this is a $40 billion a year industry. It's a business.
Yes.
And it's not about helping people. It's not about saving lives. It's about making money. And by the way, supporting drug cartels, because with the type of enforcement that we do, who's the only folks that are left that can actually get the drugs in? It's the cartels.
Yes. And they get a free pass. The Sinaloa cartel has its own checkout window at HSBC, and they get away with it. Thank you so much, Tom. Marilyn, retired cop, will be back with more of your calls.
Hillary Clinton believes that gangs are an adequate substitute for family.
Joining a gang is like having a family. It's feeling like you're part of something bigger than yourself.
Well, Hillary, sociologists have conclusively demonstrated that the formation of gangs correlates to the breakdown of the family. It's no secret that gangs are the largest contributor to crime in America. Hillary Clinton ignores the fact that the family is the foundation of civilization. Meanwhile, welfare destroys that foundation. Hillary is no doubt pandering to Democrat voters who, according to a survey by the Maxwell poll on the political affiliation of Americans receiving government aid, shows that 81% of those in public housing and 63% of Americans receiving welfare or public assistance, vote for Democrats. And you can learn more right now at InfoWars.com.
InfoWarsLife.com, DNA Force, 25% off for a limited time. Get our flagship nutraceutical DNA Force for 25% off while supplies last. This is our most advanced product in the InfoWars store. The DNA Force is loaded with the patented BioPQQ compound, which is backed by 175 clinical studies, respected researchers. This amazing compound is known to influence nerve growth and regeneration. We have free shipping on orders above $50, 25% off DNA Force, and so much more. Now, I'm always so careful because the FDA and all the rest of it, that I don't make claims about any of the products. Just try them. They're amazing. 5-star reviews by top health sites. They're unprecedented. This is our best product, and I was almost in a weird way ashamed of it because it costs so much, but it cost us $75 to $80 a bottle just to package it, just to put the BioPQQ in it, which is the equivalent of 300 pounds of blueberries. I mean, you talk about in the winter for your immune system and stuff, this is the hydrogen bomb.
Secure your DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
Brain Force, it's completely different. Try a bottle of it. Rob Du joins us. You worked, I guess, like 20-plus hours. Tell us what Brain Force did.
I'd been working all day. I took a couple hours off coaching basketball. I get in here at 8:30. I was kind of run down. You know, I just didn't feel like I was going to make it. And I really wanted to do a good job on the interview. I got my bottle of Brain Force right there. I popped two of them. And about 20 minutes later, it's like, bing, everything just kind of clears up.
It's got 4.5 stars. People really love it. Read about it. Find out why third-party nutraceutical sites give it such high praise, because it really does have the best organic-based systems that will blow your socks off.
I haven't pulled an all-nighter like that in a while, but I probably could not have done it without Brain Force. I went home about 6:45 this morning, took 3 hours of sleep, got up, took two more Brain Force, and came in.
You will find Brain Force and other game-changing products at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Thank you.
build that. Somebody else made that happen.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show on this Monday, July 18th, 2016. I'm David Knight here in the studio. Our reporters are in Cleveland, Ohio. We've been checking in on the America First Unity Rally that was put together by Roger Stone, Alex Jones. We've heard both of them speak. We just had a clip from Diamond and Silk. They're at the rally and others are speaking. We'll be checking in periodically with them and with our reporters. We're going to go back to your calls here. And if you want to join in on the conversation, the number is 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. Let's go to Walt in Michigan. Go ahead, Walt.
Hey, how you doing, Dave?
Doing good.
I got something to share with you that goes exactly what's going on in our country today. It hasn't changed in over 161 years, matter of fact, when a book I just got done reading called The Crisis by J. Wayne Lorenz, L-A-U-R-E-N-S, about free trade, the same phrase they use today that the British was using against our country back then.
Mm-hmm.
We were putting our people out of work. Our businesses were being shut down because of no tariffs on imports.
Yes.
They took the tariffs off, and we've been suffering ever since then.
That's right.
Now,
it's interesting, isn't it, that when it's interesting, I think, that when they created the Federal Reserve, they created the income tax. When they created the income tax, they said, we're going to shift the tax burden from tariffs at the border to the income tax. So they gave us an income tax, and then they took down the tax on goods and services coming in at the border. And that hasn't worked out very well for us. I prefer what Thomas Jefferson did when he said in his second inaugural address, he was only the third president, and they'd already added a bunch of taxes to people, various excise taxes internally. Of course, they didn't have the audacity to violate the Constitution that soon and have any kind of direct taxation on people. But he said in his second inaugural address that in his first term, he'd eliminated all internal taxation. And they had funded the government, which was then the size of the Constitution. They had funded it strictly with duties on products that were coming into the country. And so they had a free trade zone within America. And we traded freely amongst ourselves. And we built up an economy that was largely self-sufficient. We have the resources here. We have the human resources. We have the material resources. We have the energy resources here in America that we could do that here today. And what we're seeing is these globalists are exporting our jobs. They're importing workers. They're exporting our wealth is what they're doing. We're told that we need to get rid of our manufacturing economy, replace it with a service economy. The service economy now is not good enough. We're going to replace that with a gig economy where we work for Uber and things like that until they get their machines in, and then we won't have any jobs at all. That's really the path that we're heading down with this. And that's why I think it is so important that we have someone who has, throughout his life, Donald Trump, has opposed these trade deals that have been a bad deal. Let me ask you, Walt, do you think that, does it concern you that he's picked Pence as his running mate who has supported every one of these trade deals?
Yes, I do. I have a large concern about it because Pence supported TPP.
Yes.
And I believe he supported NAFTA.
Yes, and CAFTA.
I view him as a traitor, and why would he choose a traitor? That's what I see Mr. Pence to be.
Yeah. Yeah,
he's no different than the other guys that are in D.C., whether they're Democrats or Republicans. All them rats are involved in betraying us. And by the way, I need to share a little bit more about that book. It's important to see the correlation to now. All the manufacturing and machining, okay, was being done in England. And they were importing all the manufacturing and raw materials were being produced in England. And when all the gold and silver that the colonists and Americans had then, wooden colonists in the States then, gave all the gold and silver for the products that were coming in, then they started issuing creditary notes.
Yeah.
Just like they're doing today with the Federal Reserve.
Yeah.
So what happened when they couldn't pay anymore, when they wouldn't accept any more creditary notes? They confiscated their land.
Yeah.
The largest landowner, David, in New York City, was Cardinal Hughes of New York, the largest landlord and property owner in New York. You need to look up the draft riots and what happened in the demand for free farming equipment, money, and seed, I should say, for people who were foreign immigrants, weren't even American citizens, demanding all these things free from our government and from us, okay, or they're going to riot, burn the place down, and beat the hell out of everybody with clubs.
That's right.
I got the entire transcripts in that book I just mentioned. J. Wayne Lorenz wrote The Crisis, and you'll find out the full transcripts of the union leaders or organizers in New York that made big speeches and even went to the government offices with the same speeches demanding it or else.
You know, it's interesting. You talk about this historical book, and we go back and we read what happened in history, and we find that 100 years ago, 150 years ago, 200 years ago, the principles haven't changed. You know, that's how when we hear people say, well, you know, Second Amendment, that was written at a time when we didn't really have dangerous guns. It's like baloney. Now, those guns were very dangerous, very dangerous. And they were state-of-the-art guns that they had people owning. Or they say things like, well, you know, the Electoral College, that didn't apply because, you know, people had to ride their horses to Washington to give the votes or some kind of nonsense like that. They understood the principles that were involved, and the principles have not changed. And we go back and look at history. We see the same types of issues coming up again and again. You're just talking about what was happening about 150 years ago. Look, one of the key divisions between the North and South were on things like free trade or protectionist trade. They were on issues of crony capitalism. The Republican Party was very much in favor of crony capitalism. The South was very much opposed to the idea that they would have to subsidize an Erie Canal. In the Northeast, they said, why would we pay money to a federal government that would subsidize something like that? Where's the benefit to the people in our area? So they were very much opposed to that. But at the same time, they wanted open trade with Britain. And so you had the mercantilists who were trying to protect their markets. We see these same types of issues don't go away because they're about principles. And just because we're building different machines now, people are still the same. Human nature doesn't change. That's why the Constitution is so valuable. We had people who created the Constitution, who created our form of government, that understood human nature, which doesn't change. We have the same issues, the same power struggles, the same groups coming after each other, and we can learn a great deal from history. People have been right and wrong on both sides of this issue. It's a great thing to go back and look at that. I appreciate that, Walt. I want to make sure that everybody gets a chance to talk. Let's go to Chris in Georgia. Chris, you want to talk about Black Lives Matter. Go ahead.
Hello, David Knight, and thank you for your service.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for listening.
Yes, I called because I want to give my opinion of the police and Black Lives Matter.
Okay.
My take for Black Lives Matter is a comment from a Trump fan on his Facebook page, and it is, quote, if the American police really wanted black people dead, all they have to do is stop patrolling their neighborhood and wait for them to kill themselves. Black lives only matter as long as it's not black-on-black killings, and end quote. And what Black Lives Matter do is terror-like. They advocate for the killing of cops, who for the most part protects us. And many people go along with it like it's fine. But we can agree that our police do have a problem. I agree with you that it's mainly the feds and the cleaners that put these policies in place to keep the jails full, to keep them militarized, and to some extent target minorities. There are problems on both sides, but Black Lives Matter does absolutely nothing to stop it.
I agree. It doesn't offer a solution at all. It offers hatred and racism and division. As I've said many times before, look, if you firmly believe that regardless of whether you believe that you're being unjust, I will say, put it this way. If you believe that you are being singled out as a black person, why wouldn't you try to convince white people that this is also their problem instead of pushing them away? Why wouldn't you come together with them to try to solve the problem, especially if you feel like you're being singled out? So this whole idea of Black Lives Matter to me, understanding, and as we've seen multiple times, how it is funded by George Soros, we understand that they are trying to work against any improvement in the way the police interact with the society. They don't want to have the police functioning correctly. What they want to have is a conflict
between white and black, between black and the police. They're trying to create more conflict. They're not trying to create a solution. If they wanted a solution, they would join together with people and say, let's find a common solution. Let's work together in a peaceful way. They want to promote hate, and that's what we've seen George Soros funding around the world with his color revolutions. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, you're absolutely right. And what I was about to say, it seems as if they want more violence by committing violence. And David, as a 15-year-old black teen, I'll say that Black Lives Matter is nothing more than a terrorist organization funded by George Soros. There's nothing good out of it. And I want to say this, all lives matter.
Yes, yes. And that's the whole key, isn't it? The fact that they get triggered, that they get so angry when people say, well, all lives matter. Let's all work together. Let's all figure out how we're going to live together peacefully, how we want our police to police the society here. What laws we're going to have? Do we really want to have this war on drugs? Or is it creating unnecessary violence and giving organized crime a very dangerous monopoly on a very lucrative black market? Many people, just as I was talking to the retired police officer from Maryland, many people who are retired police officers, who are retired judges and prosecutors, they got into this because they see the problems with drugs. I understand there's a problem with drugs. I don't use drugs. My children don't use drugs. I don't want to use drugs. I don't want to get rid of drug prohibition so I can use drugs. I want to get rid of the problems that prohibition has caused. Prohibition is a problem. Prohibition corrupts us, creates a violent society. And that's one of the key issues of friction between the black community and the police, and it isn't necessary to have it done that way. That's why we need to come together, white and black, to address the real problems, and Soros doesn't want that to happen. Stay with us. We're going to take more of your calls here on The Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months, and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Dr. Group, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all this stuff. There's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com.
Limit one offer per household, 50 United States only.
The best-kept secret in the firearms business is CDNNSports.com. CDNN Sports is the largest firearms liquidator in the U.S. We've got optics, accessories, gun parts, magazines, ammunition, and more. Sign up for our email specials today for the best gun deals, period. You will also be entered to win a Winchester 101 field shotgun. Go to Charlie, Delta, November, NovemberSports.com. That's CDNNSports.com.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Back to the Alex Jones Show. We're taking your calls. I'm going to go back to the callers in just one moment. I want to remind you that we have a special on DNA Force. It's not going to last much longer. It's 25% off at InfoWarsLife.com. Of course, your purchasing of our products that we sell is the wind in our sails. It's also the fuel in our airplane as we fly the Hillary for Prison banner over Cleveland the last several days. And of course, you can also get that Hillary for Prison t-shirt. You can wave that banner yourself, but DNA Force is not going to be on sale for very much longer. It's a big discount. That's our premier product in terms of price, in terms of the ingredients that we have in it. Our BioPQQ compound is patented. Very difficult to get, very expensive to produce. Takes a while to produce a batch. When we sell out of it, it takes a while to replace it. And we are offering that now as a thank you to our listeners. 25% off at InfoWarsLife.com. DNA Force. I want to go back to our callers right now. Let's go to Jacob in Texas. Go ahead, Jacob.
Hey there, David.
Hey.
Long-time listener, first-time caller. I wanted to talk about Black Lives Matter as well and what I witnessed. I remember waking up, you know, whenever it was Baton Rouge and then, you know, before that in Dallas, you know, and both times what I had witnessed was white people. The first time it was an EMT guy came in, did something to eat, and he's watching and he says, you know, MF, those guys kill them all. And I was like, and the thing is, it was sad to see, you know, this division. It's like what you talked about earlier, you know, division that's purposely trying to divide the country and, you know, give support to this minority. It's really, you know, sad.
Yes.
As somebody who's, you know, still in high school and just, you know, trying to get through it without having to, you know, step on any toes, so to speak. You know, I'm not trying to, you know, be timid or anything, but at the same time, it's just sad to see this, and then...
Well, you're just trying to get along. You don't have a chip on your shoulder because of somebody's skin color, but this is something that has been sold, and I'm sure you have seen this a lot in school. This is something that was put into our schools by the 60s radicals like Bill Ayers. They incorporated this white skin privilege and just preaching racism and division as a tool of social and political control. And it has really, really just gone viral in the last several years. We've seen the manifestation of it. It's gotten to a critical mass, and it really is coming through the schools and the universities. That's where I see it being injected into society in such a massive amount. But now we've seen the people who have gone through the educational propaganda, the indoctrination that they get in schools. They're now out in the media, they're in politics and political field, and they're now pushing this agenda along with the radicalized students. And that's why this has gotten so dangerous. They're not interested in correcting any problems. They simply want a war. That's what this is about.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And, you know, it's the Democrats that started this, you know. They're, you know, against it, you know, supporting the KKK at the beginning, and now they're supporting, you know, saying that they were on the black side the whole time, and it's the Republicans. You know, that's one reason why people should go and see Hillary's America, you know, by Dinesh D'Souza. Great movie. I was lucky enough to meet the guy, ask him a question, and get his thoughts on the matter. And it was very interesting and enlightening.
And I think it's amazing. He's a great example of somebody that did not deserve to go to prison. I mean, we've never had anybody go to prison for a minor violation of campaign finance laws before. And look at all the different things that Hillary Clinton has done. Violated the religion of the national security state, created her own private network in order to do that. Arguably, she was creating a system where she had plausible deniability that she was giving away secrets. I mean, I can't understand why any idiot would do something like that. But she put her own privacy, her own criminal operation ahead of national security, and she gets away with it. And yet Dinesh D'Souza, because he does a political-based documentary that they don't like, they find something, some minor violation, which nobody has ever, as I said, gone to prison. They've been fined for that type of thing before. It was innocent. It wasn't conspiring with Chinese businesses in order to get millions of dollars so that, and pander influence to them like the Clintons did. It was just giving too much money, violating the limits. I think instead of the $2,500 limit, he gave something like $25,000 to a friend of his who was running for Congress, and neither one of them realized what the election laws were and didn't catch it in time or whatever. Fine. Fine him. Fine her. That's the way they've always handled in the past, but they sent him to jail. That's the kind of criminal operation. We have one standard of law for everybody else and a different one for those in power. Thank you, Jacob. When we come back, we can take more of your calls. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hillary Clinton believes that gangs are an adequate substitute for family.
Joining a gang is like having a family. It's feeling like you're part of something bigger than yourself.
Well, Hillary, sociologists have conclusively demonstrated that the formation of gangs correlates to the breakdown of the family. It's no secret that gangs are the largest contributor to crime in America. Hillary Clinton ignores the fact that the family is the foundation of civilization. Meanwhile, welfare destroys that foundation. Hillary is no doubt pandering to Democrat voters who, according to a survey by the Maxwell Poll on the political affiliation of Americans receiving government aid, shows that 81% of those in public housing and 63% of Americans receiving welfare or public assistance vote for Democrats. And you can learn more right now at Infowars.com.
A clean, toxic-free body is the foundation of true health. Deep Cleanse by InfoWarsLife.com. A scientifically formulated blend of nanocolloidal zeolites and organic ingredients that aid the body in cleansing chemicals and toxic metals. Using our proprietary multi-step extraction technology, Deep Cleanse is our most affordable all-in-one cleanser. With concentrated organic compounds like cilantro, milk thistle, fulvic acid, orange peel, zeolites, and others, Deep Cleanse doesn't hold back. Instead of buying 5, 6, or even 7 different cleansing products, we use decades-old scientific research to put together the Rolls-Royce of all-in-one cleansing. Look, there's a reason Deep Cleanse is the only product on the market that uses our proprietary Spigerex herbal processing technique. We use only the highest quality organic herbs backed by serious research, and we still bring it to you at the best price out there. If you wish to find Deep Cleanse and experience the all-in-one cleansing, visit InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
InfoWarsLife.com, DNA Force, 25% off for a limited time. Get our flagship nutraceutical DNA Force for 25% off. While supplies last, this is our most advanced product in the InfoWars store. The DNA Force is loaded with the patented BioPQQ compound, which is backed by 175 clinical studies. Respected researchers, this amazing compound is known to influence nerve growth and regeneration. We have free shipping on orders above $50, 25% off DNA Force, and so much more. Now, I'm always so careful because the FDA and all the rest of it, that I don't
make claims about any of the products. Just try them. They're amazing. 5-star reviews by top health sites. They're unprecedented. This is our best product, and I was almost, in a weird way, ashamed of it because it costs so much, but it cost us $75 to $80 a bottle just to package it, just to put the BioPQQ in it, which is the equivalent of 300 pounds of blueberries. I mean, you talk about in the winter for your immune system and stuff, this is the hydrogen bomb.
Secure your DNA force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. We're going to go back to our callers in just one moment. We've got Elisha, Cash, Jesse, Debbie. We'll get to you and others in just a moment. Before we do, there's something I've been wanting to talk about all day, and that is an update on what happened in Nice, France. Of course, we have a story from Paul Joseph Watson today at InfoWars.com, which I think is very interesting. Because the French citizens, and this is a local town council member, he says French citizens are, quote, getting ready for war, for a civil war. They're finally, many of them, are finally starting to understand what this open border policy is about. That is the end game. Civil war. Bringing in a massive number of people so that they can't be assimilated in time. People who don't want to be assimilated. People who are very different from those people who are there, who are going to set up a separate society there. Balkanizing the society, creating a clash of cultures, and bringing in people from areas that the West has gone into and torn their country up in a war already. So they already come in here with a problem, and then bringing in mostly young men of a fighting age. This is an army that's being imported in. This is an invasion. Just look at what's happening in Calais. Look at what's happened in all of France with these different attacks. And this is an article that was entitled, What Next? Could France be facing a civil war? And the author is an elected council member in the village of, I think it's pronounced Co. He asserts that the Nice truck attack has shaken France to the brink of a terrifying escalation. The good news is that the people are starting to wake up. What he said is he's warning that France may, quote, be on the edge of something resembling a civil war. Miller reveals that membership in his local gun club has quadrupled from 200 to 800 members in the last few months alone. When asked why so many French people were buying guns and becoming interested in joining the gun club, one resident told Miller they're getting ready for war. Miller explains a lot of citizens are voting for right-wing politicians because nobody aside from people like Marine Le Pen have offered anything different to President Hollande's feeble response to the Charlie Hebdo, the Paris massacre, or the Nice atrocity. Look, some of them understand that this is about, this is designed to create a civil war, and they also understand that the government is not going to protect them. It's up to them. They're not going to get the same kind of treatment that somebody like Bono, for example, got. I was absolutely amazed to see this story on the Mirror via the Drudge Report. Bono was rescued by armed police after being caught up in the Nice terror attack following the ISIS lorry slaughter, the truck slaughter. Well, he wasn't really caught up. This is a guy who was on the French Riviera. He was on the terrace of a La Petite Maison next to the seafront, and he observed this happening to the people below him. And what happened? Well, they sent armed police to rescue him. To rescue him. Not much help for the people on the street, okay? They focus, yes, they did what they could. They eventually did stop the driver after he went over a mile because only the police had guns. Nobody else could stop him. People tried. The guy tried to jump into the cab with a motorcycle. He swerved, knocked the motorcyclist over, ran over him, killed him. With the truck, they were basically unarmed, helpless, in the face of this attack. And yet, the police send a squad of people to rescue this star. See, that's the way it's going to come down, folks. You know, if you're not Bono with you two, you're going to be responsible for your own safety.
The police aren't going to be there to help you in a situation like this. And then Bono goes out, says, love is bigger than anything in its way. Well, not necessarily if somebody is coming at you with an 18-wheeler to run you down. You're not going to offer them flowers to stop them, okay? If you don't have a gun, if you can't get out of the way, you're going to get run over, and the people behind you are going to get run over, and it's going to go on for minutes of running down people left and right with an 18-wheeler because nobody can stop it. And at the same time, we see these other two things that were revealed in the aftermath of this attack. The fact that this guy, who many people were saying, well, he ate pork and he drank alcohol and he did some of these other things. So he wasn't a Muslim. No, look, he was part of ISIS. He smuggled 84,000 pounds to his family in Tunisia days before the murdering event. Okay, 84,000 pounds. So that's what, maybe about 100 and, I don't know what the exchange rate is, maybe $130,000 or something that he sent to family. I doubt that he was making this in some kind of a delivery truck job that he was doing. Okay, this is money that was given to him by ISIS. Just before the attack, he sent out a text saying, bring more weapons. It's good. I have the equipment. Okay, this is a plotted attack. There's other people involved in this. They listen to everything that we do. They destroy all of our privacy. They destroy search warrants. And yet, they can never catch these attacks before they happen. Maybe they're looking at the wrong people. Maybe they're looking at their political opponents rather than the terrorists. Meanwhile, we have Barack Obama telling us what the problem is. He's figured it out. According to Breitbart, the headline says, globalist Obama says that terrorists and racist cops are the chronic impulses that can only be defeated by the global elites. He says, globalist elite cooperation. I guess he meant to say globalist elite corporations, because they're the ones who are creating these open borders, who are destroying our society. But only the globalist elite can defeat the chronic violence caused by real jihadism in France and supposed racism in the police forces. That's what he told a room full of foreign ambassadors on July 15th. I want to play a clip of how the French people, who were understanding that this is an engineered civil war by these same globalist elitists that he thinks are going to save us, how they reacted at a memorial service. First, they cheered the French national anthem, but then when the politicians responsible for this debacle came out, this is the way they reacted. Cheering them, yeah. That's the very least that they deserve. It's horrific what these policies are doing, and they continue to do it. Meanwhile, the man who has all the answers, Imam Obama, who also won a peace prize, remember, just as he took office, he was given a peace prize. He is now officially, here's the newest count, this is from ConsciousLifeNews.com, he has dropped 23,144 bombs just in 2015. That's the Nobel Peace Prize winner, Imam Obama. And I think it's interesting as we look at the situation in Turkey, there's a lot of back and forth. Who caused this? European Union official says, well, look, Erdogan already had a list of people that he wanted to pick up. He was just waiting for the right thing to happen. Maybe it was a false flag attack. He has accused Fethullah Gulen, who runs this massive network of schools throughout the world, especially in the United States, gets $500 million. I talked to Mark Hall, who did a documentary about the worst case example of charter schools, and that is the Fethullah Gulen schools that are throughout the United States. 45 of them alone in Texas. $200 million alone of taxpayer money going to these schools. They're being investigated multiple times by the FBI. There's evidence of problems with the H-1 visa issues. There's lawsuits going on against them. Whistleblowers have talked to the people who have created this film, and this film has been shut down just like Vaxxed was shut down at the film festivals. Remember the movie Vaxxed, about the connection between autism and vaccines? And Robert De Niro, who's part of the Tribeca Film Festival, he has a son, or I think it's a son, I think it's a child who has autism. He believes it was a result of a vaccination. He was interested in having that there, but the people running the film festival talked him out of it. They shut it down, and the same thing is happening to Killing Ed. They're shutting it down out of South by Southwest, and this is a story that really kind of focused on what's going on here in Texas. Again, these Gulen schools, there's 45 of them in Texas. There's about 150 of them in the United States. There's about 1,000 of them worldwide. Everywhere else where they're operating explicitly as Islamic madrasas. This guy, Gulen, is an imam who was brought here, helped by the CIA to get here. He's set up in Pennsylvania. Now Erdogan is saying that he is the person behind the coup. He's trying to get him extradited. And it has set up a conflict now because Erdogan in Turkey is cracking down on these people. He's arrested about 6,000 people. He's arrested people who are in the military, the police, the judiciary, the bureaucracy, the educational establishments. There's essentially these two men represent the two power bases in Turkey. They used to be allies. Both of them are Islamicists. Okay. There's not a good guy in this fight, folks. We always get this, dichotomy that is sold to us, and we always want to believe that one is good and one is bad. That's not always the case. Most of the time when the government is giving us those, duopoly, that choice, you know, it's like Republicans and Democrats, they're both bad. Okay. There's not a good option there. That's what we're seeing here with, this, but it is also creating tension and issues with NATO, with the European Union, with the United States, and with Turkey. Okay, we have a military base in Turkey. It has a lot of nuclear missiles on it. That base has been shut down. Erdogan is using that as a leverage point against Obama to try to extradite his political enemy, Fethullah Gulen, out of the United States. If that doesn't happen, what's going to happen? Is Turkey going to move towards the Russians? We had, yesterday, Mark Hall came on. He knows a great deal about Turkey. He knows about the Gulenist network. And we have a couple of videos that you'll see up on the Alex Jones YouTube channel, both about the issues before us in terms of will Turkey move towards Russia as a pivot. We know that Erdogan has been channeling, he's been whitewashing the oil money coming out of ISIS. He's been a channel for weapons going into ISIS. There's been a lot of conflict with Russia in the past, but there's also now recently been some moves towards Russia. And if he doesn't get what he wants from the United States, perhaps that's going to change the balance of power there. But, of course, Erdogan, an Islamicist, has been working with ISIS along with the CIA. Meanwhile, you got another guy that's with the CIA, Fethullah Gulen, who is trying to take over Turkey. I mean, it's a mess. That's our foreign policy. That's our dark secret government. We see this happening over and over again. So check out those videos. I think you'll find them interesting. You'll see them on the Alex Jones channel, the interviews I had with Mark Hall yesterday on the Sunday show. Let's go back to your calls. Let's go to Elisha in California. Elisha, go ahead.
About 4 hours from now on PFAX, there's a talk show host that's named Jesse Gastan that you might want to tune into. He's a preacher on KFAX at noon, but he takes the talk show helm on Mondays. Now, I would like to ask a question in regards to those only Black Lives Matter people and George Soros. Can you give us an explanation or history of George Soros? Who is he? What's his character? What has he done in the past? And I'll take my answer in the air.
Well, George Soros is a multi-billionaire. He made a lot of money breaking the Bank of England. He bet against them in some currency moves, and he created a lot of enemies in Britain. If you, his company is Quantum Investing, and it's no coincidence that British intelligence put pressure on the people making the James Bond films to call their villains, the Quantum of Solace and that sort of thing, making direct analogies to George Soros. George Soros, initially was a Nazi collaborator, okay, during World War II. He's Jewish. He was in a concentration camp. He survived by being a Nazi collaborator in the concentration camps. He freely admits that. He became a very wealthy investor. As I point out, one of the things that he made his most the most money on was currency manipulations. He has a Open Society Foundation. The Open Society Foundation has been funneling money to Black Lives Matter, to organizations, non-government organizations the Ukraine and other places. It's a matter of record that he has given them money to finance color revolutions, which are civil wars there. You know, it's one of the ways that bankers and financiers make their money. They don't make money if markets are stable. They make money with
insecurity and knowing which direction that insecurity is going to take because they cause it in many cases, all right? What he's doing here in America, if you look at Black Lives Matter more specifically, you've got people like D. Ray McKesson, who is living in a mansion that is being given to him for free by a couple of people who are on the foundation of George Soros' Open Society Foundation. He's also collecting, I think, about $160,000 as on an education board in, I think it's Maryland. It's in Baltimore, I believe. But again, this is where the people hang out. This is where people like Bill Ayers and others go. They go into the educational system because that's how they can manipulate society. That's the most effective tool. It's far more effective for Bill Ayers to blow up our country with our educational system indoctrinating people than it is to try to individually blow up and kill, blow up buildings and kill cops. Okay. He got a lot more done, pushing his educational, agendas. And so you got people like these people who are giving D. Ray McKesson a free house to live in. He's collecting $160,000 as his job there on the school board. And we've had exposés of people who have been given direct checks from Open Society Foundation and other Soros organizations to run Black Lives Matter. And it follows a pattern that we've seen throughout Eastern Europe of creating a revolution. Now, the revolutions that we've seen in Europe in the past have been revolutions based upon class, or they've been based upon pitting one ethnic group against another. That's what we see happening in the Ukraine, pitting people who are Ukrainians against the Russians. Here, the obvious play is to pit black people against white people. And that has been the goal of the radical left since the mid-60s, to have a revolution that is primarily one that is a race war, not a class war, but a race war, because the classes are not that well-defined in America like they are in Europe. And so they can create an ethnic war. They can import people. That's what the massive open borders are about. It's about creating other ethnic groups that can create that can use that to create conflict. They don't just bring in people who are clients of theirs, who are going to be dependent on them, who are coming here for a free education. They truly do want to have a clash of civilizations, and that's what this is fundamentally about. And that's basically, I think, as far as we need to go into it. Let's give some of the other callers a chance to call in. Let's talk to Cash in Missouri. Go ahead, Cash.
Yeah. Hello, David.
Hey.
How are you?
Doing good. Go ahead.
Good, good. Hey, David, I just wanted to bring up, I can't believe nobody else has, maybe somebody else has, but thought of this idea, but, man, I'd love to have some Hillary for prison bumper stickers.
Yeah, I don't know. Nico, do we have that at the InfoWars store? Do we have Hillary for prison bumper stickers, or we just have the t-shirts?
You guys, as far as I know, we just have the t-shirts. But
yeah, right now we just have t-shirts, okay. Yeah, maybe we could even come up with a banner that you could tie to your car and stream it behind like we did the airplane. I don't know. There's a lot of different ways that we could do it, but that's a great idea. Do you have a Hillary for prison t-shirt?
Yeah, I've got four of them, given three of them away now.
There you go.
And I got another half a dozen ordered. People see them. They say, where can I get them? I want them. Can you give me one? And I just been buying them and giving them to them.
That's a great design. Thank you, Cash. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Hang with us, Jesse and Debbie. We'll be right to you.
At 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs, which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Dr. Group, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that said there's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
In the 1950s, Dr. Joanna Budwig had a 90% success rate curing people of cancer using fresh pressed flax oil and cottage cheese. The combination of dairy protein with unoxidized flax oil was able to restore oxygen transfer. It is now well known the cells of our bodies require unoxidized omega-3 and 6 seed oils to both attract and absorb oxygen. For the first time, there are seed oils with virtually zero oxidation, even after 1 year at room temperature. All other, quote, cold-pressed seed oils are structurally damaged and significantly oxidized by the time you consume them. Andrea seed oils retain the correct shape, electron content, and information that is quickly communicated to all the cells in your body. By taking these sacred seed oils, your whole body will begin to use oxygen as the Creator designed it. Now combine this with our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein, and you have a winning combination to confer energy and health like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
You look like an angel. Like an angel.
Okay, folks, Carl Rove is on the same flight with us to Cleveland. We're here in Dallas. I'm just going to go over and ask him a few questions. Let's go.
Nice to see you, sir. How you doing? Fine. I'm having a conversation. All right, you're doing? Fine. I'm just a friend. I'm just answering questions. No, are you going to back Trump at all? You're filming this for your program, and I work for Fox. Are you just siphoning money off, make sure Hillary wins? So I'm working for Fox. So thank you. You're working for Hillary? I'm working for Fox. So I'm not going to be appearing on the Alex Jones show. Okay, well, no, but seriously, so you didn't back Trump? All right, there you go. And we knew that, folks. And normally, if it was a university student or something.
Once again, you're distorting the facts.
But I appreciate it. And
what I love
and what I've told you is I'm working for Fox. I have a, if you want me to appear on your program, you call Fox. And I know you don't think the rules apply to you, Alex, but they do. Call Fox.
You have to know what
the rules don't apply to me.
So call Fox.
Well, I do have an audience almost as big as Fox.
Call Fox.
So 1 year will be better.
Oh, I know. Call Fox. You're an important guy. Call Fox. I'm sure there will be.
No.
I'm having a conversation with friends. Would you mind wandering off? I'd like to finish my conversation with my friends. Are you important?
He can only win the argument when it's a controlled argument. This guy's been against Trump the whole time. He wants to siphon off the money like in 2008 and like he did in 2012. And that's what he does. Here he is right here. Talking to these little delegates and people.
The super delegates, they hope they could get to siphon off the votes, but he failed. This guy's going in as a failure to Cleveland, unable to steal the election from Trump. He wouldn't talk to him.
Well, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. There'll be lots of this once we're in Cleveland. We had to talk to him, obviously. And he played this whole little game. I waited 5 minutes when we talked to these folks. I knew as soon as he came over, he'd be like, these are my friends. You know, you're interrupting them while they try to talk to me. Well, they're just my little friends. This is the guy that supported Bush in the assault weapons ban. This is the guy that pushed amnesty. This is the guy that's a globalist. These are the people that hijacked the Republican Party. The Clintons and the Bushes vacation together. They call themselves brothers and sisters. And let's just come over.
Hey, Carl, I'm going to leave you alone. I appreciate your time. Do you consider yourself a family member like the Bushes do with the Clintons?
Is he a founder with the Clintons?
No.
You don't tell us.
No, no need to be.
Do you consider the Clintons to be family?
No. Why don't you wander off? Why don't you wander in?
I am. Just, are you family with the Clintons?
Okay.
Thanks, Kev. We're good.
Okay, and that's Alex Jones encountering the turd blossom. Pure BS. That's Karl Rove at the airport. I want to go to our callers. We've got just a little bit of time here. Let's go to Jesse in Texas. Jesse, go ahead.
Hi, David. I was just wondering, with the shootings in Dallas and in Baton Rouge, both shooters being veterans and stuff, are they going to try to push the narrative again that one of the most dangerous things is returning veterans?
Oh, absolutely. You know they're going to. You know they're going to blame the veterans. You know they're going to blame weapons. They've come up with a number of issues to say that we need to, and this has been supported by the NRA, people on the right, saying we need to look at mental health issues. You know, if you even have auto pay on your account, then that's a sign of incompetency, and we need to take away your weapons. They're looking for any excuse they can to take people's guns. And I would just repeat, if you want to know how this is going to play out, look at France, where people were run down by a car for a minute and a half before any police could get to the scene. Look at Venezuela, where they hunt the police down for their weapons and kill them to get the guns. They had full gun control there in Venezuela. That's the hypocrisy that's being sold to us by the gun control left, by people like Matt Damian, who makes millions of dollars playing with guns on television, says we want to confiscate them like they did in Australia. Join us tonight for the InfoWars Nightly News, 7 Central, 8 p.m. Eastern.